Hi, this is Matt Caldwell again. I picked up somebody to help me out on the broadcast here. Who do I got with me here tonight?
This is Jay Scudder.
We got Jay Scudder on the side mic with me. He's going to be helping try to sort out this mess. Got about 2 minutes till game time. I hear we're broadcasting loud and clear, so that's good news. Okay, we've got starting lineups for you here. Starting out for Douglas, we have number 12, Landon Boone, number 22, Michael Hamilton, number 30, Anthony Massengale, number 34, Kenan Griffith, and number 50, Aaron Camp. Starting out for Brashear Tigers tonight, we have number 15, Andrew Linhart, number 21, Brent Platt, number 33, Cale Watson, number 41, Bill Elam, and number 45, Danny Clarkson. Looks like Brashear will be going right to left on your internet dial tonight. Starting out the first half. Getting ready for the jump ball here. We got Massengale versus Linhart. Tip. Controlled by the Tigers. Platt takes it to the hole and scores two. Brashear's up 2-0. Brashear starts out with a three-quarters court press. Pretty active right here at the start. But Douglas gets it across. Shot up, missed, no good. Rebound, put back and in by number 22. Brashear gets it across to Linhart to Clarkson. Clarkson up the top of the key to Platt. Long three, off side of the rim, no good. Platt gets back his own rebound. Fight on the floor. Looks like it's going to Douglas on the jump ball. Douglas inbound. Oh, a high pass, but caught by 34. 34 over to Boone. Stolen by Clarkson to Linhart. Linhart up to Platt. Platt strong to the hole and in. Brashear Tigers up 4-2. 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Early timeout by Douglas. Okay. Tigers very active on defense early on. Two quick plays by Platt put 4 points on the board for Brashear. That'll be where Brashear will be able to get most of their points. Pretty quick team and always aggressive on defense. I think Douglas has a size advantage. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they do. We'll have Douglas ball to inbound on the baseline. Picked up with a full court press now, Brashear. Oh, and there's a turnover. Goes back to Brashear. Tigers inbound. Linhart to Platt. Platt dribbles to the top of the key. Over to the left side for Watson. Watson pulls up a 15-footer. No good. Strong rebound by Massengale inside. We're going the other way. Boone brings it up. To the top of the key. Over to the side for Griffith. Griffith back to the top of the key to Boone. To the middle of the Massengale. Rebound by Clarkson. Clarkson to Platt and are pushing it again. Platt's up the left side. Strong to the hole, one-hander. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Griffith. Griffith to Boone, pushing it up the floor. Baseline shot, no good. And looks like we're going to have over the back on number 50, Aaron Camp. That's first foul of the game. Inbound to Platt. A little bit of light pressure on the ball as Platt gets it across half court to Watson over on the left wing. Watson back around to the top to Platt. Platt to Linhart on the wing. Skip pass to Watson. Watson takes it to the hole. Good job by Watson absorbing the contact with his body and putting it up and in off the glass. Looks like he's going to be shooting one. Try to make this a three-point play.
That was good, quick passing by Brashear.
It was. Brashear's going to have to do that all night because Douglas has a lot of quick people on their team. Watson completes the traditional three-point play. Brashear up 7-2 here at the start. Full court pressure again. Forces a turnover by Boone as he travels. looking for the extra pass, and it wasn't there. Ducks are going to get a substitution. Number 10, Billy Brooks, comes in for Boone. Linhart to Blatt. Blatt to the top, to the left wing for Linhart. Linhart dribbles to the top of the key, to the right wing for Watson. Watson back to the top of the key to Linhart. Over to Blatt. Blatt dribbles baseline, puts it up, and good. 9-2, Beshear. Good pressure by Beshear. Lob pass, steal by Blatt. To Watson, no good. Rebound back to Douglas. Aaron Camp from the baseline. Good. 9-4. That was a quick turnaround there. Beshear stole the pass but missed the shot. Linhart on the left wing to Clarkson on the baseline. Clarkson skipped past to Watson. Watson to Elam. Elam to Clarkson in the middle of the lane. He puts it home. 11-4 Beshear. Looking pretty good here at the start. Brooks brings it up. Knocked away. Fumbled around on the floor. Picked up by number 34, Griffith. Griffith to Massengale, to number 20, Hall Shavers. Rebound by Clarkson. Clarkson to Platt, who's bringing it up in the middle of the Douglas transition game. Platt to Clarkson. Clarkson off the boards, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Platt gets it from Massengale. Had to save it, but turned over to Douglas. Brooks has it for Douglas at the top of the key. Griffith at the side, Massengale in the middle to number 20, Hall Shavers. Brooks for three. No good. Off to the side. Looks like we're going to have everybody on the floor. Jump ball to Beshear. I have another substitution here. Number 22, Michael Hamilton, comes in. Looks like we're going to have another timeout by Douglas here. With Beshear up 11-4 with 4:30 left to go in the first quarter. How do you think Beshear is playing so far, Jay?
Pretty good. They're making good quick passes and getting the ball inside over the big man.
Yeah, that's surprising to me also that they're able to get it inside. Douglas definitely has a height advantage, but Beshear's getting a lot of their points inside. Those quick passes Jay was talking about, getting the defense moving around and allowing us some holes in the middle. And as Jay and I know, it's a lot easier to hit a shot from 2 feet than from 22 feet. So it's going to pay off eventually. Coming out of the timeout. It'll be Douglas ball on the baseline. Beshear ball. On the sideline, just past half court. Watson will inbound to Blatt. Light pressure once again. Watson to Shipman in the backcourt. Shipman brings it across the timeline. Nice no-look pass to Clarkson, who loses it up in the lane and loses it on the jump ball also. That was a good play by Massengale to get his hand in there and causes alternating possession. Douglas brings it up to the side. Massengale over to the middle. Up and in by Hamilton. 11-6, Douglas. Little half-court pressure for Douglas. Shipman with a bad pass. Baseball pass by Massengale. Oh, my God, what a play by Billy Brooks. Throwing it up over his shoulder because the pass led him too far underneath the basket. And he was able to put it home up over his shoulder. There's a play by long pass to Hedinger. No good. Massengale with another baseball pass. And no good. No good layup by number 34, Kevin Griffith. Class brings it back up. Beshear needs to get back into their offense here. A little bit wild. Can't afford to play that way against Douglas. Long three by Class is good. About 3 or 4 feet behind the line, top of the key. Breaks the run by Douglas. Brooks fumbles it up the sideline, gets it back, puts it up from 10. No good, but he's hacked by Hedinger. Down on the floor. He gets up okay. Running it off. He'll shoot two. That's first foul on Beshear. Two fouls on Douglas tonight. I'm trying to get the Douglas names for you as fast as I can. First one by Brooks is good. 14-9. 3:24 left in the first quarter. Second one's good. Nice little rainbow shot by Brooks there. Watson inbounds to Platt. Looks like they're going to pick up half-court pressure again. Platt's working against Brooks. Brings it across the timeline to Watson. Watson on the right wing. Back outside to Platt at the top of the key. Platt finds the middle up into Hettinger and good for the layup. There's that pass that Jay was talking about. They're moving the ball around very well and finding the open man. Time for full court pressure by Brashear. Another baseball pass by Douglas. Oh, one extra pass there, and it was off the hand of Hamilton. Out of bounds to Brashear on the baseline. 16-10 with 2:57 left to go in the first quarter. Platts brings it up against three defenders. No look pass to Hettinger. Another shot just like before. Tipped, rebound by Massengale. Massengale to Hall Shavers. Hall Shavers puts it up and off the rim and no good. Rebound by Clarkson. Good job in the land of the trees out there. There was a reach around foul by number 22, Michael Hamilton.
What's helped in this ball game is there's been a lot of turnovers and missed shots by Douglas.
Yes. And Brashear's been able to capitalize for the most part. Up by six early. That's third foul on Douglas. And the first on Hamilton. Linhart to Platt at the top of the key. Platt back to Linhart on the left wing. Linhart looking inside. Picked up by Salter in the middle. Little one-handed shot. No good. Rebound by Massengale. Brashear active on that rebound. Getting their hands in there. Douglas has been trying to use the baseball pass quite a bit. Boone to Massengale. Back to Boone at the top of the key. Boone to Massengale. Free throw line. No good. Tipped around. Rebound. Looks like it's off Brashear. It's going to stay with Douglas. Brashear needs to stay strong on the boards here. Because they're definitely out. Douglas has a few inches on him. And there's a three-pointer by Boone. Looks good. 16-13 Douglas. That was a pretty good shot. That was about as far as Platt's ball was. Platt's having trouble getting across. Gets it to Watson on the right wing. Watson dribbles down and back out to Platt. They're going to reset here. Top of the key. Boone tips it, and it'll stay with Brashear. Linhart to inbound. Gives it to Platt. Top of the key. 1:45 left to go in the first quarter. Platt's no look to Linhart for three from the left-hand wing. Off the back of the rim, no good. Good rebound by Cody Salter. Out to Watson. Watson, uncontested 10-footer. Good. That was a nice-looking shot by Watson. He's pretty deadly at that range. 18-13 Brashear. Quick down the other end, Douglas, and up and in. Just two passes down the court. That's all it took.
Nice hook shot by Douglas.
By the Douglas player, yeah. Watson on the right wing to Platt. Platt's head fake over to Watson again. Same shot as before, over Massengale. No good. I think Massengale got a piece of it. Out to Brooks. Brooks dribbling up the right-hand side of the floor. Over to Boone. Boone fake. Shot no good by number 32, Anthony Johnson. Massengale to Boone. Boone head fake. Running one-hander in the lane. No good. Rebound by Linhart. Very aggressive on that rebound. Linhart to Salter to Platt. Platt brings it up the floor. And there's going to be a reaching foul by number 22, Michael Hamilton. That'll be their fourth foul. And second on Hamilton. Bill Elam into the ball game now for Clarkson.
Douglas is getting in foul trouble early. Two of their players have two fouls each.
That's right. That's something they're going to have to watch. Massive substitutions now by Douglas. We got number 20, Hall Shavers, comes back in. And number 50, Aaron Camp, comes back in. Platt has it at the circle. Over to Linhart to the right-hand side. To Watson. To Platt at the top of the key. Launches a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Platt tips the rebound, but he's going to be called for over the back on that. A little bit too aggressive. It's going to be Douglas ball on the baseline. Brashear will get to pick up their press again. Paul Shavers up the right-hand side. Over to Camp. Baseline jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Massengale too big inside with the rebound and puts it back in. Thought he got fouled on that. There's a near steal by Boone, but Platts gets it back. Now Bashir has numbers. Linhart with a quick three. Maybe ill-advised. Good rebound by Bill Elam inside. The guy he got the rebound from probably had him by 6 inches. Platts with the steal. Over to Linhart. Good. There we go. Right at the end of the quarter. A lot of action by Bashir. I'll try to catch up for you on what happened. Linhart took the three-pointer miss, but Elam got the rebound, put it back in, and then on the inbound pass, stolen, hit off the bottom of the backboard. Platts got it and fed it to Linhart for the open layup as time expired. Bashir's up 22-17 after the first quarter. What do you think, Jay?
Well, Douglas is going to have to keep out of foul trouble. They've got four to Bashir's two.
Exactly. We'll hope Bashir can keep up that pressure for all four quarters. The pressure and the rebounding. That's what's paying off for him tonight. It'll be Bashir's ball on alternating possession to start the second quarter. Still going from right to left, if you're so inclined. Platts has it at the circle. Over to the right-hand wing for Watson. Watson to the top of the key for Platts. Platts to the left-hand wing for Salter. Salter takes the dribble in, gets it stripped. Picks it back up and gets it back out to Platts at the top of the key. Platts dribbles right. Tries to dribble into the defense. Watson gets it blocked by Massengale, but he gets it back. Watson dribbles in again on the right-hand wing. Out to Salter at the top of the key. They're going to reset. Good pressure by Douglas there. Platts tried to do a little bit too much with it right at the start, and he lost it out of bounds. It'll be Douglas' ball, inbounded by number 34, Kevin Griffith. Griffith to Hall Shavers, back to Boone. Boone dribbles up in the middle to Massengale. Over to Hall Shavers. To Camp, at the top of the key to Boone. Almost lost it over there. Deep shot by Douglas off front of the rim. No good. Boxed out by Bill Elam. That's the second big rebound he's had tonight. And Platts will bring it up. Light pressure again by Boone. He's got very active hands in there. He's knocked it away from Platts a couple times. To the left wing for Watson. Watson dribbles in and out to Elam. Elam almost loses it and gets it out to Platts on the left-hand wing. A lot of action over on the left. Platts wants to even it out a little bit and brings it to the top of the key to Salter. Almost loses that out of bounds. No-look pass over to Watson. Watson top of the key to Platts. Platts with a long three-pointer. Good. About the same spot as his first one. Douglas brings it up right-hand side. Platts forces a turnover there coming... knocking the ball away, and as Massengale tried to get it back, kick control back. Here we're back. Watson over to the right side for Platts. Another three, no good, off the front of the rim. Salter with the rebound, puts it up and gets fouled. The little guys for Bashir, Elam and Salter are very active on the boards. Elam listed at 5'10". Salter the same. But they're still doing very well on the boards. Salter will shoot two. First one's up and good. At 26-17, Bashir.
Salter's got nice form on his free throws.
He does, and that'll pay off, too. Oh, off the front of the rim for Salter. Rebound by Douglas. Douglas brings it up the right-hand side. Left-hand side to the top of the key to Massengale. Massengale stole by Salter in the middle. Very nice play there. Right place, right time for Salter, and it paid off. Platts has it at the circle. Over to the left-hand or right-hand side for Watson. Watson to Platts. Platts no look to Salter. He loses it to Camp. Camp falling down, has to get it out to Platts. Platts brings it back up. Bashir with numbers, but quickly evened up by Douglas. No look pass to Elam inside. Nice play. No look pass from top of the key down to underneath the basket by Platt. I don't know how he saw it. Baseball pass to Massengale. Over on the left-hand side, Massengale gets it to Boone. They try to set it up. Over to Griffith. Griffith's Camp on the baseline. He likes that shot. No good. Inside position by Watson. Knocks it to Platt. And Bashir will bring it back up. 28-17 Bashir with 5:30 left to go in the first quarter. Platt's inside. Zip pass. A little bit behind Shipman. He wasn't able to handle it. A little bit too much mustard on it. Douglas inbound on the baseline.
Sub in for Douglas. Billy Brooks for...
For someone else. We missed who went out. Brooks over to Massengale on the left-hand side. Massengale underneath. And off the front of the rim, back of the rim, no good. Massengale, two tips and in. He's very active there. Massengale's about 6'4". He may be a little bit taller than that, I think. Blast to the left side for Salter. Salter aggressive over to Watson. Watson again off of Massengale. No good. And they're out running. Salter back against Brooks and Massengale. Brooks hammered by Salter. Looks like he's going to be shooting too. Had Massengale over on the left side. Didn't see him maybe.
That's Bashir's third team foul.
That's Bashir's third foul. They're still managed to stay out of trouble. That's the first one for Salter, who's been very active in his time in the game so far. Put up and in by Brooks. First free throw was good, but they wave it off for a lane violation. They said he stepped across the line. Shipman and Salter coming out. Linhart and Hettinger coming back in. We have Linhart, Hettinger, Platt, Watson, and Elam for Bashir. Second one up and good by Brooks.
And that's another substitution for Douglas.
Yep. Douglas managed to get a few people in. They're very active substituting tonight. Blast over to the left side to Watson. Watson fake. Dribble down to the baseline. Jumps up. Draws the foul. He'll be shooting two free throws. Bashir as a whole is very active. Very
Fouls
active tonight.
Foul on Shavers.
Yep. Foul on Simon Hall Shavers. That'll be his first foul. And that's six for Douglas. Next foul will put Bashir in the bonus. Watson's first one up and good. Had a little trouble with his free throw shooting last game, but looks like he's solved it between now and Monday. Second one, good. You don't see two prettier free throws than that, folks. Massengale into over to Brooks. Brooks in the middle, looking for somebody to pass it to Massengale. Massengale up the left-hand side. Down there, off the hands of Griffith. Managed to save it. Up and over and pretty sloppy. Brooks managed to get it at the baseline, pass it back out. Instead of resetting, Douglas with a quick three, no good. Tipped up, almost dunked home by Massengale, but he manages to get his own rebound and put it back in. This guy's not only tall, he can jump out of the gym. No-look pass by Platt. Good head fake by Elam. Massengale flew right by him, and Elam managed to put it home. Not nearly as high as Massengale did, but, hey, it still counts for 2 points. Douglas pushes it across the timeline. Massengale to the top of the key to Brooks. Brooks dribbles once to Massengale. Massengale to Griffith. Over to Camp. Camp strong to the hole. Excuse me, that was Hamilton strong to the hole. And it was 32-25. Douglas calls off the press. Platt brings it up by himself. Probably not used to seeing all that area in front of him. Long three for Platt. No good. In and out. Rebound by Douglas. Brooks pushes it up. Hand on it by Platt, but picked up by Douglas anyway. Brooks with a quick three. Good. Boy, they better not start hitting that. It'll be a pretty good comeback for Douglas here. Bashir is up 32-28 right now with 3:40 left to go. Watson to Elam over on the left-hand side. Elam back to Watson on the wing. Watson to Platt. Dribbles into the lane. Running one-hander. Good. Absorbed the contact and was able to put it home.
Platt is a good all-around player.
He's a very good all-around player. He's always around the ball. Douglas brings it up. Long three. No good. Air ball. But Platt's fouled on the boxing out. Tried to get a little bit too much position there. Looks like that's Platt's second foul. He's definitely somebody they need to keep out of foul trouble. Like Jay said, he's very important to the team here. Bashir up 34-28. 3:16 left to go in the second quarter. Douglas inbound on the baseline. Massengale on the baseline. Boone. Boone dribbles around top of the key. Back to Massengale at the elbow. Oh! Looks like Hamilton shuffled his feet, and we're going the other way. Those turnovers that Jay was talking about earlier, starting to come back and haunt. Douglas had a good chance to cut into that lead a little more after the three-pointer last possession. Platts brings it up slowly across timeline. Over to the right-hand side for Linhart. Linhart to Elam at the baseline. Back to Linhart. Skip pass to Watson through the hands. Gets it back. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Massengale. Long pass to Griffith. To Brooks. Brooks up. No good. Strong rebound by Hamilton. And he shuffled his feet again. Looks like we're going back to Bashir. Douglas needs to pick up on some of these opportunities here to cut into this lead.
Douglas substitution again.
Douglas is running people in and out. They're running an awful lot, so it doesn't really surprise me. Platts brings it up slowly over on the left-hand side. Over to the left, Watson. Watson with a long three, no good. That was Linhart. Linhart gets his own rebound and travels with it. It was a tough play. It was on the floor. Didn't have anybody to get it to. Douglas inbound. Boone picking up some pressure. There's Griffith. Griffith down on the left-hand side. Boone with the head fake and dribbles in. Massengale, long arms, is able to corral that wild pass. Griffith in the middle of the floor. Looks like we have a foul on Douglas here.
First foul on Massengale.
Good call there, Jay. That was the first foul on Massengale. And that'll be 1-1 for Bashir. 17 fouls for Douglas. 34-28 with 2:13 left to go. Bashir leading. Platts will shoot 1-1. Platts, no good. Almost able to get his own rebound, but Griffith gets it in the middle. Massengale across to Brooks. Brooks on the right-hand side. Fake. Gets it out to Hall Shavers. No good. Rebound hits the floor, and Platts is able to pick it up. Out the left-hand side. Across the timeline. Down into the middle. Next to dribble, and out to Watson on the right-hand side. Watson with a dribble in, and good. 15-footer from Watson. He's got a nice-looking shot there. There's a steal by Danny Clarkson, but he steps out of bounds. Bashir still very, very active. You can't fault him for that, for the extra effort there. That may have been the highest I've seen you jump all year, but he came down out of bounds. Boone has trouble with it, but he gets it across the timeline. Over to Griffith on the left-hand side. Griffith back out to Boone, top of the key. Massengale. Oh.
Second foul on Massengale.
That was the second foul on Massengale. It was kind of a loose ball opportunity. Brent Platts got there just a little bit ahead of Massengale, and Massengale was called for the foul.
Douglas will be in pretty big trouble if Massengale gets in foul trouble.
Exactly. Platts is able to put that one home. Looks like he's leaning forward a little bit on his free throws. It's 37-28 Bashir. Platts in and out. Douglas pushed it up forward to Griffith on the left-hand side. Looking for somebody passing to Massengale over on the left-hand wing. Back to the top of the key to Boone. Boone called for the travel at the top of the key. And it'll go back to Bashir. There's another one of those turnovers again. As long as Bashir stays active and gets in those passing lanes, that kind of stuff's going to happen, really. As long as you show up or they're not expecting you anyway. Platts, top of the key, no-look pass over to the left. Back out to Platts. Takes two dribbles in, and floater, no good. Rebound by Watson. Watson, head fake, up and in, off the glass. Bashir with the weak side rebounding, really making Douglas pay tonight. Douglas pushes up the floor very nicely. Oh, good play by Salter, but he commits with the body.
That's second foul on Salter.
That's second foul on Salter. Bashir managing to stay out of foul trouble. That's only the fifth foul on Bashir. We got just under a minute left, folks. 39-28 with 55.6 seconds left to go in the first half. First one off the rim, backboard, and good. Paul Shavers to see the second one, 39-29. And that one's good. Managed to sandwich it there between the rim and the backboard, and it fell right in. Platts brings it up slowly, 50 seconds left to go in the first half. Coach Copeland's taking a 30-second timeout. Going to talk over these last 46.8 seconds with the boys. And Douglas coach Lynn Allen's going to do the same. You got to be impressed with the effort that Brashear is showing on both ends of the court there. I don't know how many offensive rebounds they have tonight, but it's really paying off for them. They're getting a lot of second chance points. Jay agrees with me. Time to come back out and play these last 46 seconds. Coach Copeland's got to be pleased with the effort his boys have put together tonight. As long as they can do it in the second half, it looks like it'll be a W for the Tigers. Lynn Hart to Platt. Nobody out there guarding him, so he takes the time. Over to the right-hand side to Watson. Watson dribbles into the wing and out of the wing to Platt at the top of the key. Over to Lynn Hart on the left-hand side to Clarkson inside, back out to Platt. 32 seconds left to go in the first half. Moving the ball around Brashear. Platt top of the key over to the left-hand side to Lynn Hart. Lynn Hart looking inside, skip pass, ill-advised. Picked off by Massengale. Looks like Douglas has the last shot if they want it. 20 seconds left to go in the first half. Brooks to Massengale. Slices to the middle. Line drive shot good. 10 seconds left to go for Brashear to get something done here. Platt pushes it up. 6 seconds left. No look pass. Picked off by Massengale. And long shot by Massengale is no good. Last couple of possessions didn't look too good for Brashear, but the rest of the half did. Which leaves Brashear with a 39-32 lead at the half. We'll be back with the second half for you in about 10 minutes or so.
Okay, we got some first half scores. For Brashear, Brent Patz had 15 as the leading scorer. Then Kale Watson with 11. Then next was Billy Enum with 6. And Travis Hettinger, Danny Clark, and Andrew Linhart had 2 apiece. And then Cody Salter had 1. For a total of 39. Douglas was led by Billy Brooks with 9. And Michael Hamilton and Anthony Massengale both had 8. London Boone had 3. And Simon Hallshavers and Aaron Camp chipped in with 2 apiece. And with for a final total of 32 points. We're getting ready for second half action at the Brashear Douglas game at the Brashear tournament.
Yes, we are. Brashear will see if they can keep up their lead. 7 points right now. They'll just need to put together 2 good halves of basketball and they'll put a W in the book tonight. Douglas will start out. Same starting 5. Inbound to Massengale over on the right-hand side. Back up to Boone. Boone in the middle, 34. Griffith finds himself all alone and puts it in from 15. Douglas starts out strong, 39-34. That was a good play for Douglas to come out at the half. Platt brings up the middle of the floor. Over to the right-hand side for Watson. Brashear going left to right now. Platt, double pump in the middle, no good. Rebound by Griffith. Griffin at circle. Over to Boone. Boone, long 3. Rims out. Rebound by Hamilton. Very active and in. Oh, these were the problems we were fearing. Douglas comes out very strong on the boards. 39-36. 4 straight points for Douglas. Start out the second half. Platt with a pass knocked away by number 50, Aaron Camp. Like I said, both teams put starters back in. Lynn Hart to Platt in the backcourt. Platt to the top of the key. Over to the right-hand side for Watson. Watson wide open. Doesn't take the shot. Tries to throw it over Griffin, and Griffin knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Brashear ball. We already have a substitution here. Chipman's going to come in for Bill Elam. Elam getting some instruction from the coach. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes right back in. Platt finds himself wide open. Passes up the shot. Watson to Platt. Platt top of the key. Over the right-hand side. Dribble once, in and out. Back out to Lynn Hart to reset. Finds Watson. Watson, Lynn Hart at the top of the key. Lynn Hart with a driving shot. Off the glass and good. Nice little running one-hander by Lynn Hart. Go ahead, Jay.
Brashear's a really good splashing team.
Yes, they are. They got a lot of quickness on the floor. And that'll open up a lot of outside shots, too. Wide open. Those are the best kind. Boone at the top of the key for Douglas. A few dribbles over to the left-hand side. Stolen by Danny Clarkson over on the left-hand side to Plass, and here comes Brashear down the other end of the court. Plass having trouble getting inside to Clarkson for a long three. Good.
Looked like a three, but he got credited for a two.
I don't think we know yet. I don't think the scoreboard knows yet either. We're going to give him two. He was pretty close to the line anyway. Massengale stolen by Platt. Knocked up, but Boone gets a hold of it. And Brashear gets it back. Platt with a long three. Good. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Platt from about 3 foot behind the line. That's the third one of those he's hit tonight. Massengale with a head fake up the left-hand side. Over to Camp. Camp off the back of the rim. No good. Tipped up by Massengale. No good. Rebound to Shipman. There goes Brashear, just like they were doing in the first half. Plats to the top of the key. Lobs it over to Salter on the left-hand side. Salter dribbles out and back toward the wing. Stops the dribble to Shipman inside. Shipman to Clarkson at the elbow. Clarkson with a shovel pass to Watson. Watson up and good. I don't know how that thing climbed over the front of the rim, but it managed to do it somehow. Kale Watson must be living right. Massengale to the middle. And back out to Griffin. Top of the key. Over the left-hand side for Hall Shavers. Massengale lobbed inside and tough to stop. Not only is he 6'4 or 5, but he can jump out of the gym if you give him a chance. Bashir's done a good job of denying him the ball so far tonight. Platts to Watson, back to Platts. Long three by Platts. No good. In and out. I thought that thing was going to go down. Oh, tipped up by Watson, but nobody else back there to help him. Douglas turnover by Massengale. Platts blows right by him. And in for the layup, and good. Right over the defender from Douglas. Boom.
Platts is just on fire tonight.
He is on fire. He just almost stole that ball right there. He is everywhere, folks. Hall Shavers off the glass and good. Right back down there. He's giving him some good minutes tonight, Hall Shavers has. I hope I'm getting his name right. I saw it spelled, or I saw it Shavers Hall in a different publication, but we'll go with what I know here. Watson on the right-hand side to Platts at the baseline. Over Massengale, in and out. Every one of Platts' shots has touched the inside of the rim tonight, folks. Hall, the big guy on the baseline, no good. Rebound, Hall Shavers. Up, no good. Rebound by Shipman. Nice play. Up and over, Boone. Gets it to Platt. 3:50 left to go in the third quarter. 50-38, Brashear. Able to build on their lead a little bit. 7 points at halftime. It's 12 right now. Watson over on the left-hand side to Salter on the baseline. Back out to Watson on the wing. Watson, top of the key to Platt on the right-hand wing. Platt's working his way back up to the top of the key. Dribbles down. Head fake. Spin move. To Watson. Watson with two dribbles and over to the wide open Jacob Shipman. Off the glass and good. It doesn't get any better than that, folks. When you run the offense right, you look pretty good. Massengale's bringing the ball up a lot tonight, even though he's the big guy. He passes it in and heads down to get the rebound. He gets the rebound and fouled by Shipman. He was nearly all alone under the basket. It may be a good play by Shipman. Let's hope it pays off here. Massengale will be shooting two free throws here. That's the first foul of the half on Brashear, and the first one for Shipman. Massengale off the side of the rim, backboard, and no good. He'll try again. Substitutions again. Looks like we have 32 Anthony Johnson coming in. 22 Michael Hamilton. And Billy Brooks is back. Gave him some good minutes in the first half. Here's Massengale. Second one up. Same result. No good. Clarkson to Platts. Platts brings it up the right-hand side. Excuse me, left-hand side. Platts to the middle of the floor. Running one-hander. Good. I tell you what, folks. He's hitting on all cylinders tonight. Brooks brings it up the right-hand side. over to Massengale in the backcourt. Having trouble getting across. Head fake. Three dribbles and a cross to Brooks, who decides to pull up right at the very last second for the three. No good. But Hamilton steps out of bounds, and it looks like it's going back to Bashir. Excuse me, Johnson steps out of bounds. Platt slowing it down a little bit. Probably could use a breather himself. Gets it across against Brooks. Over to the right-hand side. Bad shot by Platt. Gets his own rebound. Up, blocked. Rebound to Shipman. Right place, right time again, folks. Watson, strong to the hole. Bad shot. Sure needs to calm down a little bit. Douglas pushing it up fast. Massengale over on the left-hand wing. Salter very active with the hands there. Brooks, top of the key over to the left-hand side. Brooks at top of the key again. Knocked away by Clarkson in the lane to Salter. Salter gets it to Platt. Platt brings it up the middle of the court. Strong with the right hand. Up and over and off the back of the rim. But it looks like he'll be shooting two free throws. This game's going way too fast for us to keep stats here, folks. But we'll try to get some for you as soon as we can. Platt's first one is good. 55-38 Bashir with just under 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. 17-point lead for Bashir. They really needed a game like this. They've had some tough losses in the past few weeks. Second one's good.
Platt has had 24 points, and it's not even, and the third quarter's not even over yet.
Oh, man, 24 points for Platt. Douglas pushes it up off the back of the rim. Rebound by Griffin. Good. He's a wide body in there, folks. And pretty good feet, too. He can get up off the floor. Platt slowing down a little bit. 1 minute, 35 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Pass over to the left-hand side for Linhart. Linhart skip pass to Watson. Watson with a head fake. Over to Platt. Maybe meant for Linhart. Platt has it on the baseline. 1-2 fakes. And the finger roll is good. He is feeling it tonight, folks. You can just tell by looking at him. He is everywhere the ball is tonight.
Tigers using the bench some now.
Oh. Looks like number 20, Hull Shavers, decided to run with it before he had it. And it went through his hands and out of bounds. Bashir has it with a chance to add to their 18-point lead with a minute left to go in the third. Platt brings it up, meets some resistance, gets it to Linhart over on the left-hand side to the middle for Hettinger, who's fouled in the middle of the lane. He'll be shooting two free throws. Both sides have calmed down on the fouls in the second half. That's only the third foul of the half so far.
Second foul on Griffith.
That's the second foul on Griffith. I don't think anybody's in danger of fouling out yet. Hettinger, front of the rim twice and no good. Speaking of a wide body, not to say anything bad about Travis, but they put him in there to clear people out of the lane for the rebound. That's his job. Off the back of the backboard, no good. Rebound by Linhart inside, puts it up strong. No good. Rebound to Platt. Platt's head faking, good. I tell you what, folks. You don't see him playing much better than Brent Platt tonight. That's not to take away from his teammates, but this is about the most active I've seen him all year. I'm getting a lot of help. Douglas has to respect all of his teammates. Platt will shoot one, trying to make a three-point play here. I'm glad I got Jay here with me that can keep all these stats in his head, because I can't do it. In and good for Platt.
Platt has got 29.
29 points for Brent Platt, and 55 seconds left to go in the third. Douglas up the floor, Griffin. One dribble and loses it, has to save it. And picked up by Hall Shavers. Over to 32 on the wing. Air ball, no good. There's Griffin in there, like I said, very active. Up over everybody for the rebound and puts it off the rim and in. 61-42 Bashir, 35 seconds left to go in the third quarter. No look pass by Platt. He was between half. He was between the circles there, folks. No look pass down underneath. The Hettinger was wide open. Brooks out to the top to Massengale. Massengale, one dribble from the top of the key. Line drive shot, no good. Rebound by Hull Shavers. Up and good. Nice turnaround jumper there. Nice looking shot. Flash is there with 14 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 63-44 Bashir. No look pass again to Hedinger. Just the same exact play, folks. Different side of the floor. 3 seconds left to go. Douglas, half court shot up in the air and just off the front of the rim. Very good. Very good half quarter there for Bashir. They managed to kick up their lead from 7 points to 21. 65-44 Bashir. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter for you. Bashir's put together three excellent quarters of basketball so far. This is the best I've seen him play all this year. What do you think, Jay?
Yes.
Jay agrees with me. Coach Copeland rallying the troops over there. We're starting to get some fans in here for the second game.
They've had a correction in the score. Instead of 65-44, now the score is 65-46.
Thank you, Jay. Looks like the Douglas managed to pick up a couple points somewhere. Let's hope we don't have to take those back by the end of the game. It'll be Bashir ball. Linhart to inbound to Platt in the backcourt. Platt's guarded by Brooks. Platt's crossed the timeline to Linhart over on the left-hand side. I'll get my right and left sorted out, folks. Watson, top of the key, over to the right-hand side. To Platt on the baseline. Three-pointer, no good. Out-rebounded there by Hall Shavers, or excuse me, Hamilton. Platt steals the rebound and is fouled on the shot. If he's missing shots, he's right there contesting for the rebound or stealing it, either one. And as soon as I said we didn't have anybody in foul trouble tonight, that's Hamilton's fourth foul for Douglas. Oh, and just as soon as I say Platts is firing on all cylinders, he throws up one that grazes the front of the rim on the free throw. A little bit extra oomph in this one, it'll drop right through. And no good off the front of the rim. And Hedinger fouls Massengale on the rebound. That is second team foul for Bashir.
Second foul on Hedinger.
Douglas has 14 fouls to Bashir's 2. 7:35 left to go, 65-46. Nobody scored yet. There's Hamilton. No good. Comes down awkwardly. Hedinger with the rebound to Platt. Hamilton up off the floor. Platt all the way, twice off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound off of Hedinger, out of bounds. 7:16 left to go. Third quarter. Clarkson comes around on the pass to steal it. Platt up and over Massengale for the shot. I tell you what, Bashir is just all over the place tonight, folks. There's another play. Clarkson with another steal. Again to Platt. Plants the feed to Watson over on the right-hand side. Excellent play. Little shovel pass from Platts to Watson for the layup. Boone brings it up to the middle of the floor to Camp. Camp back to Boone, top of the key. Head fake. And he looks for somebody in the middle of the lane. We got Camp. Camp lobs it to Massengale. Tip to Brent Platt. Steal after steal after steal, folks. Platts with a no-look to Clarkson. Clarkson goes up, fouled on the body. That was a no-look pass from past half court, just right into Clarkson's hands, heading to the basket. I think old Brent's going to sleep well tonight. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, he's had a rough game.
He has. He's been everywhere, but it's all paid off for him. Here's Clarkson. First shot's right down to the bottom of the net.
Clarkson's been having a pretty good night also.
He has.
Had 4 or 5 steals tonight.
He does. He's been in... right there in the middle of the court on that press, picking those off. Fellow broadcaster Tyler Killen coming into the game now. Off the rebound, no good. Massengale pushes it up, right-hand side. Boone, head fake. Top of the key shot, no good. Rebound by Hull Shavers, up and in. Weak side rebound. Watson to Platt in the middle of the floor. Platt brings it up the middle. No look pass to Killen. Hey, there we go. There's BHS broadcaster Tyler Killen with the layup, folks. Recipient one of those Brent Plass no-look passes. I don't know if he's seen anybody he's passed it to tonight. Somebody have to remind him what his teammates look like tomorrow in practice, I think. Massengale, shot from 20 foot, no good. And Hall Shavers again with the rebound. He's cleaning up the garbage, folks, on the weak side. Plass slowing it down a little bit. 5:45 left to go, 72-50. Brashear's putting some points on the board. Douglas. Oh, another no-look pass to Killen. Killen gets it blocked by number 22, Michael Hamilton.
Timeout for Douglas.
Timeout Douglas. They're going to talk over this business right now.
Shaver's been having a pretty good night, too.
He has. He's got a lot of rebounds on that weak side. And I tell you what, there's not many times you have somebody guarding you over there. We're all rooting for Tyler Killen over here. Maybe he'll get more PT, lose his broadcasting job. Probably pays about the same, I think. Brashear up 72-50. 5:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. Very, very solid game for Brashear here. Waiting for Douglas to come back out. Coach Copeland apparently didn't have much to say to his troops. Held them in there for a minute or so and then let them loose. Here comes Douglas. We'll see how this last 5 minutes and 40 seconds go. Plass inbound on the baseline. On the Brashear side of the court. Plass looking for somebody. Up and over to Watson. Watson on the right-hand side, excuse me. Plass. Plass stolen. Linhart with a pass stolen by Boone. Boone up and finger roll good. He's a little guy, folks, but he can get off the ground. Plass is bringing it up the floor. Lob pass to Watson. Watson knocked out of bounds there by Massengale. He's a big fella. I wouldn't want to try to pass over him. Watson inbound from the side. He gets it to Platts. Platts, middle of the lane, up and off the back of the rim, no good. In there for the rebound is Boone. Boone brings it out. Looking for somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Massengale, top of the key. Massengale bounce pass through the lane and up and no good, but he got fouled. That was a whale of a pass there, folks. Managed to thread it through three or four Brashear Tigers.
Foul on Tyler Killen.
Foul on Tyler Killen. He's getting his name in the books here. And that's third foul on Brashear. Hamilton to shoot. First one's good. 72-53. Here's the second one from Hamilton. It's good. Has a lot of spin on the ball, and that helps it stay on the rim a little longer. Platt bringing it up the middle of the floor. Gets met by three defenders. Over to the left side to Watson. Watson underneath, knocked away by Massengale. Brashear just needs to play their game here. I don't think Douglas is doing anything Brashear hasn't seen already tonight. Underneath Shipman, one dribble and blocked. Reaches in there on the rebound and gets called for the jump ball. It looks like it's going to Douglas. A lot of times if you miss a shot and then reach in for the rebound like that, they'll call you for the foul, but he managed to avoid the arms and grab just the ball there. Douglas, Boone brings it up the floor, in the middle of the floor, in the middle of the Massengale, back to the top of the key. Fakes the shot. Over to Hall Shavers, into camp, and no good. Rebound by Massengale, hammered on the back on that play. Brashear's rebounding, breaking down a little bit.
Second foul on Jacob Sittman, 14th foul.
Thank you, Jay. As long as Brashear can just stay aggressive and stay out of the foul trouble, we should be able to bring this one home. First one by Massengale is off the back of the rim and no good. He'll try it again. 72-54, Brashear. 4:34 left to go. Second one off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound underneath by Hamilton. Up and off the rim. No good. Massengale with the rebound. The big fella with the long arms. Platt brings it up the floor. Through the forest of arms to Shipman on the baseline. Base to Watson. Up off the backboard. No good. Tipped. And it's rebounded by Hall Shavers. Boone at top of the key looking for somebody. Massengale. Two dribbles over to the right-hand side of the wing. Back to the top. To Boone. There's a wild shot by Hamilton. And it's going to Bashir. Didn't draw any rim that time. Looks like we got Seth Wheeler and Danny Clarkson coming in for Shipman and Killen. We also have... Go ahead, Jay.
Also a Douglas substitution.
Douglas substitution. We got Johnson for Camp. Douglas with that half-court press, three-quarter court press. Platt's lob on the left-hand side to Watson. Watson, two dribbles on the wing. Back out to Platt. Platt's over the left side baseline for Watson. Watson wide open. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Boone. Boone brings it up the middle of the floor. 72-56. Hall Shavers, good from 8 feet. 72-58, they cut it to 14. 3.5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Platt's bringing it up the middle of the floor. Now up the right side, and he gets fouled on the body by number 22, Michael Hamilton.
That's his fifth foul.
That's his fifth foul. They put in Griffith to replace him.
16 foul on Douglas.
One more, and we'll be in the bonus. Linhart's Platt. Right-hand side. Dribbles in the wing. All the way in. Nobody even touched him, folks. It was like Douglas didn't know. We unpaused the game there. Lob pass to Massengill. I think only he would have got that one. Bounce pass underneath, and good by Hall Shavers. He's, like Jay said, he's been very active tonight, Hall Shavers has. Massengill basically running their offense for him. Boone with a foul. And Platt's in the backcourt, and Brent will be shooting a 1-1 here. That's Boone's first foul. Seventh on Douglas. 74-60 with 2:58 left to go. Fourth quarter. Here's Brent's free throws. First one is good. 75-60. Next one's good, too.
Brent's been having a spectacular game. He's got 35 points.
35 points. We know he's capable of it, but pressure again forces a turnover by Douglas. Massengill with a bounce pass to somebody sitting in the front row. I think it might have been Brent's mom. Now Brent brings it back up. Seth Wheeler passed it in to him. Bounce pass got away from Cale Watson. It'll go back to Douglas. 2:45 left to go. 76-60. Putting some points on the board tonight, folks. Flats with a near steal there. The Tall Shavers brings it up. Massengill over on the right-hand wing. Lob pass to Griffith. Griffith, head fake. Left-hand shot. Nice shot. Nice looking head and shoulder fake by Griffith. Puts it up from about 20 feet. Flats. Hand check there. There by Hall Shavers.
If Douglas fouls much more, they're not going to be able to stay in it because Brent Platts and some of the others are making a lot of their free throws.
You got to make your free throws there. Platts on the line again. We got Cody Salter coming in for Andrew Linhart. Andrew with a nice game. Big part of that press. Platts puts the first one in. Uses all the rim. You might as well. That's what it's there for. Has three fouls on Hall Shavers. Eight fouls on Douglas. Second one's good by Platt. 78-62, Bashir. Massengill looking for somebody to Griffith. Stolen by Clarkson. There's another one of those steals. And Watson traveled. He saw the big guy, Massengill, right in his grill and decided he didn't want to shoot it right then. Sadly, he'd stop dribbling. Massengill bringing it up. Like I said, they have him running the offense now. He's a very good ball player, folks. And there's a good shot by Hall Shavers. He's got to have over 20 tonight. Salter into Platt. Platt's bringing it up the middle. Over to the left-hand side to the wing. Pulls up from 18. No good off front of the rim. Tipped up. And pulled down by Watson. Fighting off. And good. Head fight off two guys to get that shot up, folks. But he wasn't going to be denied on that one. Massengale to Boone. 150 left to go. 80-64 Bashir. Griffith. Zip pass to Hull Shavers. Hit on the way up. No good. Watson to Platts in the middle of the floor, bringing it up the middle. Clarkson wide open and blocked. And made very excellent play there by number 32, Anthony Johnson. Came out of nowhere and blocked Clarkson's layup. Massengale, two or three spin moves, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound to Clarkson. Clarkson to Platts over on the left-hand side. Coach Copeland wants to take a timeout. 80-64 Bashir with a 123 left to go in the fourth quarter. What do you think, Jay? You got your money's worth tonight?
Yeah.
This has been quite a ball game, folks. This is how we've wanted to see Bashir play all year. They're putting together four solid quarters. Hasn't been a lull of more than a couple minutes on at any time, I don't think. I tell you what, the cheerleaders are fired up. That's for sure. We got a nice collection of students sitting over there. Novinger Macon County getting ready to hoop it up. Novinger Macon County girls. Right after this game, plus a few minutes. Lynn Hart's going to inbound it on the side. Looks like Brent gets to take the rest of the night off. He earned it. He needs to go ice down his shoes, I think. He's been all over the place. Watson, Lynn Hart, Kale Moore, Tyler Killen, and Seth Wheeler in the ballgame right now for the last 1 minute, 20 seconds. Watson, a few dribbles to Moore at the top of the key. Moore dribbles over. Stolen by Boone. Boone, bounce pass to Hull Shavers. No good. Tipped around. Rebound by Kale Moore. Might as well get it back. He's the one that lost it down the other end. Gets it to Lynn Hart over on the left-hand side. Lynn Hart brings it across the timeline. Boone with some pressure. And knocked away by Boone out of bounds. It'll stay with Bashir. 54.3
seconds left in this ballgame.
And an 80-64 lead for Bashir. Watson across the timeline. Over to the right-hand side. Good pick by Seth Wheeler right there. Around the baseline, Watson all the way in and good. He had to go about a mile and a half to get that shot, folks, but he made it. Good pick by Seth Wheeler. Freed him up there. Massengale with a spin move at midcourt. Almost loses it, but gets it back. And he does lose it after he stopped spinning around. Maybe he didn't know where it was. Dribbled off his foot and out of bounds. Seth Wheeler inbound. And knocked away by Boone. Out of bounds. Bashir will get another crack at it. Lynn Hart looking inbound to Watson over on the right-hand side. Watson across the timeline quickly. Another good block there, another good pick there by Seth. Hanging out in the corner. Nice shovel pass to Tyler. Extra pass to Watson. Some more. Blocked away to the top of the key to Lynn Hart. Up, shot up and no good. Rebound by Douglas. 13 seconds left, folks. Looks like it's going to be a W for the good old Tigers. Massengale from 18. No good. Off Douglas. Out of bounds. One more crack for Bashir here. 82-64, folks. 7.8 seconds left. Linhart into Watson. Watson up across the timeline. Seth Wheeler. Long three. Goal! Good shot by Seth Wheeler. I tell you what, that was a rainmaker, folks. Went about 35 feet up in the air, straight down through the hoop. That's what he was. That's what we were all waiting for, folks. Final score on this game, 85-64. Bashir takes the win. It's good to get a win in front of the home crowd. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, the crowd deserves it because we've had some tough losses.
We have had some tough losses. Our hometown Tigers getting a glad hand from the student crowd over there. Final score in the Brashear Douglas game tonight, 85-64. We're going to have Jay Scudder come back with a few stats, hopefully, for you. We'll get some points to you while Knobbinger and Macon County warm up. We may have somebody on this next broadcast. In fact, I'll go ahead and tell you that we are. Go ahead and stick around. Jay's off getting his stats. Like I said, he can keep most of them in his head. We're updating our website for you. If you check out http://brashear.k12.mo.us, which you're on now, our homepage, you can get a list of everything, including the schedule for the Brashear tournament. Updated scores, we try to get those updated by the quarter, but if not, it's by the end of the game anyway. And, of course, you can always come back and listen to the play-by-play. As long as we can find someone that will work for free, we'll have somebody to carry the games for you here. We'll be right back with a few stats from the Brashear Douglas game in just a second.
We've got total game scores. For Brashear, the leading scorer for the game was Brent Platts with 37. Next, it was Kale Watson with 19. Then it was Bill Elam with 6. Then Danny Clarkson with 5. Oh, I forgot one. Sorry. Travis Hettinger had 6. And Andrew Linhart with 4. Seth Wheeler with 3. And Tyler Killen and Jacob Shipman both with 2. And Cody Salter with 1. For Douglas, the leading scorer was Simon Hall Shavers with 16. Michael Hamilton and Anthony Massengale both had 12. Billy Brooks had 9. Kenan Griffith had 8. Landon Boone had 5. And Aaron Camp had 2. So the final score was Brashear 85, Douglas 64.
Good evening. We're here with the girls' contest between the Macon County Raiders and Knobbinger Wildcats. The Macon County Raiders just scored a bucket. Now Knobbinger has the ball driving. And number 21... Courtney Brower of Knobbinger was fouled by Mallett of Macon County. Brower to inbound. Gets it into Goodrich. Puts up the shot, and it's good. Fisher to inbound for Macon County. Gets it into McCullough. Gets it back to Fisher. Knobbinger's using the press. Press is working for Knobbinger. They get the steal. Goodrich has the ball for Knobbinger. Gets it down the court to Brower. Puts up a shot, no good, but she was fouled. Brower will shoot 2. Bronner. First one is good. With 6:54 left in the first quarter, it's 3-2 in favor of Knobbinger. Second one's good, 4-2. Fisher to inbound for the Raiders. Gets it into Mallett. Is stolen by Knobbinger in Goodrich. Get it out to Bronner. She holds at the top of the key. Passes to Goodrich, right wing. Passes back to King. Gets it across to Bronner, left wing. Gets it back out to Goodrich. Now to King, right wing. She holds, finds Goodrich at the top of the key. And she passed to Elise Goodrich, and she traveled. Macon County ball. Fisher inbounds to Mallett. Gets it down the court to Howard. She dribbles left wing, passes across right wing for McClellany. Passes back to Howard. She holds atop the key. Finds Fisher. Back out to McClellany, left wing. Dribbles, passes to Mallett, right wing. Back to Fisher, top the key. She holds, puts it on the floor. Picks it back up, passes to Mallett, right wing. Dangerous pass across the court to McClellany, but it finds her, left wing. Passes to Howard. Back out to Fisher at the top of the key. Finds Mallett, left wing. Finds a cutting Howard. Puts up the shot. No good, but she'll shoot a couple. Foul was on Novinger, number 11, King. Her first, but the team's first foul. Team's first foul, too. First shot by Howard is good. Second shot on the way. It falls 4-2. Score is 4-4 with 5:30 left in the first quarter. Bronner dribbles across the court for Novinger. Finds Goodrich. Put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Macon County. Tried to get the ball to Fisher, but it was batted out of bounds by Novinger. Little inbound. Fisher's having trouble getting it in. Finally finds Mallett, or Howard. Dribbles down the court, right baseline. Kicks it back out to Fisher at the top of the key. Cross left wing for McClellany. And the ball was batted out of bounds and attempted pass to Cassandra Kitchen. Macon County to inbound. They got it into the corner and McClellany was fouled on a shot. She was fouled by number 33, Anna Goodrich from Novinger. McElhaney couldn't hit either shot. Number 21, Courtney Bronner brings it up for Novinger. She dribbles through the Macon County defense, misses the layup, got her own rebound, put up the shot, and she was fouled on the second attempt. She'll shoot two. The foul was on Macon County, number 24, Cassandra Kitchen, her first foul. Team's third. 4:53, it's 6-5. Bronner missed both shots. And the rebound was corralled by Novinger, but they traveled, so it'll be Macon County ball. Fisher has the ball for Macon County. She inbounded it straight to Bronner. Bronner drove in and scored a layup. Macon County will try to do it again. They got it into number 33, Mallett. She dribbles down the court, finds Howard. Howard tried to find Cassandra Kitchen on the left block, but threw it out of bounds. However, Novinger tipped it, so it'll be Macon County ball. McKelvin to inbound. Knocked out of the ball was knocked out of bounds by Novinger again. Macon County had a hard time getting the ball and finally found McKelvin at the top of the key. Passed it down to Howard. Put up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Bronner for Novinger. She dribbles down and holds at the top of the key for him. Finds number 23, Elise Goodrich. Dishes it off to a cutting Anna Goodrich, who put up the shot off the right block, up and good. Macon County inbound. Fisher finds a cutting Howard. Howard appeared to slip, and she went down, lost the ball across midcourt. The ball was finally, McKelvin jumped on the ball for Macon County, and they Then Novinger slid in, and they call the jump ball, and it'll stay with Macon County. Inbounded by Fisher to Mallett at the top of the key. Passes right to Fisher, right wing. Gets it across to McKelleny, left wing. Dribbles top of the key. Passes right to Mallett. She's trapped, holds, gets it off to Howard. Finds Fisher. Gets it across to Cassandra Kitchen, left wing. Fisher holds, top of the key. Made a bad pass. The pass was deflected by Bronner. She picks it off, goes all the way, scores a left-handed layup. Timeout is called by Macon County, I believe. 30-second timeout. So with 3:26 left in the first quarter, Novinger is winning 11-4. So, Macon County and Novinger both back on the floor. Novinger is on the press again. The press has been doing an outstanding job for them. They just seem to fly everywhere and pick off the ball, score. Here we go. Macon County tries to inbound. Once again, ball is deflected, and it is corralled by Elise Goodrich. However, she traveled with the ball, so we'll try it again. Fisher to hold, tries to get it in, finds Mallett, finds McKelleny, dribbles the length of the floor, puts up a layup, no good, rebounded by Mallett. She gives it off to Farrington. She put up the shot, no good, rebounded by King for Novinger. Bronner guys the ball for Novinger now, top the key, passes to King, into the corner for Elise Goodrich. She passes back out to King, holds left wing, finds number 33, Anna Goodrich. She passes down right wing for King. She holds, finds a cutting Bronner, put up the shot off the right block, and it's good. Macon County inbound again. The press is doing an outstanding job. Novinger is just executing that perfectly. However, Macon County broke it, and now dribbling in the right baseline is number 33, Mallett for Macon County, and she didn't even look like she was looking, and King just took it right out of her hands. Drove down to the right baseline and found Mallett for a two-point jump shot. No good. However, on the rebound, Mallett, out of frustration, fouled number 33, Anna Goodrich, for Novinger. So, Macon County inbounds, but it's stolen again by King. And she gets it to Bronner at the top of the key. Finds a cutting. I believe that's Anna Goodrich for Novinger. And she put up the shot, and it's good. Macon County had a tough time getting it in. Novinger knocked it out of bounds, but it'll stay with Macon County Raiders. 2:07 left in the first quarter. It's 15-4 in favor of Novinger. Fisher gets it into Mallett. Finds McKelleny. She holds right side. Passed it straight to Anna Goodrich of Novinger. She finds Bronner, right block, put it off the glass, no good. Rebounded by number 10 for them, Amber Kitchen, and she was fouled by the Wildcats in number 33, Anna Goodrich. That's her third foul. She went to the bench. Macon County gets the ball down to Farrington. She put up the shot, no good. And a battle for the ball between Amber Kitchen and King of Novinger is finally won by King because Kitchen was the last to touch it as it went out of bounds. Bronner has the ball for Novinger. Gets across half court. Dribbles right wing. Drives down to the baseline. Finds King. She dribbles up to the right wing, but the ball is knocked out of bounds by Mallett of Macon County. Novinger with the ball, finds Bronner at the top of the key, gets it across to Caitlin Bronner, gets it back out to her sister Courtney Bronner, finds Elise Goodrich, got it out to Courtney Bronner. She put up a three, airballed it. It'll be a Macon County ball. Courtney Courtney Bronner to inbound for Novinger. Finally, has to resort to the last person open there, Elise Goodrich. She finds Anna Goodrich. Put up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Caitlin Bronner. Put up the shot, no good. And I believe number 35, Farrington, was over the back on Courtney Bronner. That'll be her first foul. Not a dream inbound. Oh, number 23, Elise Goodrich, made a nice cut to the basket. Put up the shot, no good, and trickled out of bounds. It'll be Macon County ball. 'Novinger with the steal. King this time stole it, found Courtney Bronner. She holds, and she went down on one knee. They called the travel on her. It'll be Macon County ball again. 48 seconds remaining in the first quarter, 15-4 in favor of 'Novinger. Macon County again having a tough time to get it across the court. Finally finds an open McKelleny. She gets it down to the right baseline and double dribbled. There'll be 'Novinger ball. Caitlin Bronner to inbound to her sister Courtney Bronner. 'Novinger has 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter. She finds Caitlin Bronner. She gets it down to King of 'Novinger. Wild pass, but it's corralled by Elise Goodrich. Gets across the court to Caitlin Bronner. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by number 33, Mallett of Macon County. Again, the pressure by 'Novinger forces the Macon County to lose the ball, but it's on the way out of bounds. 'Novinger tried to save it, and so it's Macon County's ball. Fisher with it, gets it across to Farrington, puts up the three, no good. It is rebounded by Amber Kitchen. She put up the shot, but they said it was after the buzzer. So after one quarter, it's 15-4 in favor of 'Novinger. Here we go. We're going to start the second corner. It's 'Novinger ball. Courtney Bronner with it at the top of the key for 'Novinger. Gets it to her sister, Caitlin Bronner, who finds a cutting King, I believe, to the right corner, the left corner, excuse me, and she was promptly fouled by Macon County Farrington, and it's her second foul. Bronner with the ball for Macon County, or 'Novinger. Finds Elise Goodrich, put up the shot, no good. Ball finally trickles out of bounds, and it was off 'Novinger. Macon County ball. Entering the game for 'Novinger is number 51 Wayman, and she'll be the back person for the press on for 'Novinger. Fisher to inbound. Finds Farrington. Gets it to Mallett. Gets it down to McKelleny. Finds a cutting Amber Kitchen. Put up the shot. No good, but she was fouled. She'll shoot a couple. The foul is on King of 'Novinger. Her second foul. Team's fifth. Kitchen's first shot is up and good. Number 30, Howard, enters the game for Macon County in favor of Farrington. Kitchen's second shot is good as well. So it's 6-15 with 7:30 left in the half. Bronner with the ball for 'Novinger, finds her sister. Gets it down into King in the corner. Passes out to Goodrich. Gets it to Wayman. Put up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Wayman. Put up the shot, no good. Another rebound by Wayman. This time she was over the back on Macon County. And 'Novinger has pulled the press. I don't know why. It was working real well for them. They look like they might be tired, maybe. McKelney with the ball for Macon County. She finds Mallett. Mallett holds left wing. The ball is just stripped from her by Brunner. Jump ball, they call. The ball will stay with the Raiders. Fisher to inbound. Can't get it in. Finds Brunner for Novinger. And she drives down, puts up a shot, and it's good. Macon County with the ball. McKelney dribbles right side for the Raiders. She's double teamed. Passes to Brunner again. Brunner dribbles. Gets it to Elise Goodrich. She took a few too many steps. They called a travel. And it'll be Macon County ball. McKelney with the ball for Macon County. She slows the pace of the game. Dribbles right side. Finds Mallett, who put up the shot, and it's a good 15-footer from Mallett. Brunner with the ball from Novinger. She dribbles across the court. Finds Wayman at the free throw line. Gets it out to Goodrich. Back to Wayman. Back out to King in the corner. Puts up the shot, and it's good. 12-footer from King was nothing but net. It was a pretty-looking shot. McKelney with the ball from Macon County. She holds, puts it on the floor, gets it out to Mallett, has trouble holding on to it. They call a jump ball, and it'll be Novinger. Brunner dribbles up the middle of the court. Finds her sister, puts it in the corner for King. Gets it back out to Courtney Brunner. Finds Goodrich. Gets it down to her sister. And Caitlin Brunner turned it over to Fisher of Macon County. Then Fisher threw it off of Courtney Brunner's leg. And Courtney Brunner got it. Dished it off to Elise Goodrich. She put up the shot, no good. And out of frustration, I think Courtney Brunner came down and fouled a cutting Fisher on the rebound. No, she fouled Mallett of Macon County. And Mallett will shoot a 1-1 because Novinger has just picked up their seventh foul. First shot was good, but Mallett stepped across the line, so they called a no shot, and it'll be Novinger ball. Brunner slows down the game, gets it across half court, top the key, finds King, right wing, almost traveled, find Brunner left wing, put up the shot, no good, it went in, but it looked like she was behind the arc, and they said she had a foot on the line, just 2-pointer for Brunner. With 5 minutes left in the first half, it's 8-21 in favor of the Wildcats. Cassandra Kitchen holds for Macon County. Finds Fisher to top the key. Kitchen, right wing. Holds. Gets across left wing for Fisher. Gets it into the free throw line for Mallett. Finds a cutting to Howard on the baseline. She put up the shot and was fouled. She'll shoot one shot. That is on the way, and it's good. So it's 11-21 in favor of the Wildcats with 4:30 left to go in the first half. Brunner found Wayman, kicked it out to... She kicked it out to Amidi Amade. She put up the three-pointer, and she nailed it. Macon County ball finds Fisher right elbow, kicks it across left wing to McKelney. Fisher holds, top the key, finds Mallett, right wing. Mallett made a dangerous pass, corralled by Fisher, left wing. Gets it out to Cassandra Kitchen, top the key, finds Mallett, dribbles in, finds a cutting Howard of Macon County, and Wayman fouled Howard. She'll shoot a 1-1. 3:56 remaining in the half. No good. Rebounded by Bronner of Novinger. Caitlin Bronner, I should say. Got it out to her sister, Courtney. Finds Wayman, puts up the shot off the glass. Good from the left elbow. Fisher inbounds to McKelleny of Macon County. McKelleny finds Fisher left wing. Fisher dribbles right, gets it to Cassandra Kitchen, top the key. She holds, gets it across left wing for Mallett. Finds Fisher, top the key. Holds, gets it across left wing for Mallett. Back out for McKelleny, top the key. She dribble drives, puts it, gets it down to the right block, almost traveled. Pulls it back out, right wing. Holds, finds Howard, but it was stripped by King of Novinger. She dishes to Bronner to set up the offense. Bronner gets it out to Amade. Ball was, Amade tried to get it back to Bronner. Was stolen by number 33, Mallett of Macon County. She put up the shot, no good. McKelleny came in, tried to put up a shot, no good. Finally corralled by Courtney Bronner of Novinger. Got it out to Amade. Left wing, put up a three, no good, just a little short. Rebounded by Cassandra Kitchen of Macon County. Macon County has numbers. They give it off to Howard. She puts up a shot, no good, but was fouled by Wayman, I think, of Novinger. Yeah, foul is on Wayman, her second. No, it's her third foul, and it's the tenth foul on Novinger. So Howard will shoot two, and she hits the first. Second one's good. With 2:33, it's 13-26 in favor of the Wildcats. Number 43, Walker, enters the game for Wayman, for Novinger. Bronner has the ball, gets it to King, right wing. Tried to get it to Walker, but was picked off by Fisher on the left block. Now Fisher gets it out to Mallett, right wing, ball went right through Mallett's hands, out of bounds, Novinger ball. Courtney Bronner brings it across the timeline for Novinger, finds Walker. Walker with a wild pass out of bounds, tipped off tipped out of bounds by King, but it's Macon County's ball. McKelleny with the ball for Macon County. Top of the key finds Mallett, right wing. She gets it off to Fisher. Back at the top of the key, she holds. Dishes to McKelleny, right wing. McKelleny gets it back out to Howard at the top of the key. Finds Fisher, right wing. Back to McKelleny, top of the key. McKelleny finds Kitchen, right wing. Finds a cutting Fisher. Fisher had it go off of her hand and was corralled by Amade of Novinger, who finds Bronner. Back to Amade for the three. No good. Rebounded by Walker of Novinger. Found Caitlin Bronner across the court to Courtney Bronner. Put up the three. No good. Rebounded by Howard of Macon County. Stolen right back by Courtney Bronner. She put up the layup and it's good. Makes it 13-28 with 1 minute to go in the first half. They called a reach on Amade. That'll be her first foul, but McKelleny of Macon County will shoot two free throws. First one's on its way. Off the glass, and it's good. Bank was open for her. Farrington enters the game for Cassandra Kitchen for Macon County. Second shot from McKelleny is no good. Rebounded by Courtney Bronner. She brings it down the court. Cuts right through the heart of the lane. Put up the shot and it's good. Just a beautiful looking drive from Courtney Bronner from Novinger. Now McKelleny for Macon County. Finds left wing. Gets to Mallett. She holds at the left wing, gets it back out to Fisher. at the top of the key. Mallett cuts in to the left elbow, put up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Farrington. She put up the shot. It was off the bottom of the backboard, and the ball hit her foot and rolled out of bounds. It will be Novinger ball with 32 seconds left in the first half. Middleton with the ball for Novinger. Found King. Dishes to Courtney Bronner. Gets it into Walker. Finds King at the right elbow. No good. The ball rolled off of Mallett's foot, I believe. And the ball stay with Novinger. They have 12.5 seconds if they can get the ball in. They finally did. The King, left wing, got it to Walker. Dished back out to Caitlin Bronner. She put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Courtney Bronner. She put up the shot. No good. So after the first half from this game, it's 14-30 in favor of the Novinger Wildcats.
This is John Slavin. I'll be picking up the broadcast for the second half of tonight's matchup between Macon County and Novinger. If you're just joining us, at halftime, Novinger leads it 30-14. I'll be back in a minute or two here with some halftime statistics. So stick with us. Leading scorer for Novinger in the first half is Courtney Bronner. She has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17 points. Then behind her we've got Amadei with 3, Anna Grugerich with 6, Emily Wayman with 2, and Katie King with 2. For Macon County, we've got Brooke Howard with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points. Lacey McElhaney with 1, Amber Kitchen with 2, and Heather Mallett with 3. If you're just joining us this evening in tonight's first round action, it was Brashear over Douglas, 85-64. We're at halftime in the Novinger-Macon County game, and Novinger leads it 30-14. Players are taking the floor for Macon County. We've got McElhaney, Fisher, Kitchen, Mallett, and for Novinger, we've got Bronner, Grugerich. And here we go. Grugerich takes it to the rack, and her shot is up and good. 32-14, Novinger. McElhaney brings it across the timeline for Macon County, dribbles it over to the right-hand side along the lane, backs it out, gets it back to the corner to Fisher, tries to get in along the baseline to Howard, knocks out of bounds, and it'll be Macon County's ball. Fisher will inbound it under the basket. Gets it in to McElhaney from the right corner. Her shot is short off the rim. Novinger with the rebound. They send it ahead in a hurry to Courtney Bronner, who takes it to the rack, and it's good. 7:23 left in the third. Novinger leads it 34-14. McElhaney brings it across the timeline for Macon County up the top of the key. Loses the handle on it. Bronner with the steal, and she's going to take it coast to coast with a left-handed layup. It's up and good. 36-14, Novinger. McElhaney will bring it back the other way for Macon County. Brings it across the timeline up the top of the key. She dribbles it into the free throw line, kicks it over to Fisher on the right side. Tries to get a cross court pass, dangerous pass, and King with the steal. Bronner gets it up ahead to Anna Grugerich, who shot up off the glass is good. 38-14 Novinger. Novinger in solid control of this game. McElhaney brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. And Macon County with the timeout. So with 6 minutes, 32 seconds left in the third, Novinger leads at 38-14. Novinger takes the floor. Walker, Elise Grugerich, Bronner, King, and let's see, who am I missing? Anna Grugerich. On the floor for Macon County, we've got McElhaney, Cassandra Kitchen, Amber Kitchen. Amber Kitchen gets it into McElhaney. Dribbles over on the left-hand side, reverse direction, comes to the top of the key, gets it in the lane to Howard, who takes it up to the off the glass, and it's good. 38-16, Novinger. Bronner brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Passes it in the lane to 23. At least Grugerich, she takes it up. And it's knocked out of bounds, but Novinger will retain possession of the ball. Courtney Bronner will inbound it for Novinger. To awaiting Walker under the glass, and her shot, or under the basket, and her shot was up and good. Macon County, McElhaney brings it up the timeline, and she's fouled. The foul is on Courtney Bronner. That's her second. Macon County inbounds it to McElhaney. Dribbles it over the left wing, kicked it back to the left corner to Mallett. Her shot is no good. Novinger with the transition, and the easy layup is Elise Grugerich, 40-16 Novinger. Mallett inbounds it to McElhaney. McElhaney brings it across the timeline, dribbles to the left-hand side, takes it into the lane, loses the handle on it. Novinger with the steal. Anna Grugerich is going to take it coast-to-coast, and her layup is good. Nice looking run. McElhaney will bring it back the other way for Macon County with 5 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third period. McElhaney kicks it over to Mallett on the left wing. Tries to get it in the paint to Amber Kitchen, but Kitchen wasn't ready for it. Novinger with the steal, and they bring it back the other way for the easy layup. Elise Grugerich is the one who scored that, I believe. McElhaney brings it back the other way for Macon County. Comes across the timeline at the top of the key. Dribbles in the lane. And there's going to be a foul called on Courtney Bronner. That should be her third, I believe. 4 minutes, 52 seconds left in the third. Novinger leads at 44-16. Macon County inbounds it to McElhaney. McElhaney dribbles it over the left wing, kicks it back to Cassandra Kitchen in the left corner. And she walks with it. Middleton in the game for Novinger. And she's going to inbound it to awaiting Elise Grugerich. Grugerich brings it up across the timeline. Kicks it back over to Middleton, the right wing. Back to Grugerich, top of the key, over the left-hand side to King. In the paint to Anna Grugerich. Her shot is up and good. 46-16 Novinger. McElhaney will bring it back the other way for Macon County. Dribbles it up to the timeline. Walks it across. Kicks it over to Mallett on the left side. Back to Amber Kitchen. Top of the key over to McElhaney. She's going to dribble it over the left-hand side to the left wing. Brings it back out. Top of the key. Throws it away. Right in front of the Macon County bench. About hit the coach. Middleton's going to inbound it for Novinger to awaiting Elise Grugerich. Grugerich brings it across the timeline, dribbles it up the top of the key, passes it over to King on the right side. Back to Grugerich, back to the right, blocks to 43 Walker. Her shot is no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and Novinger's going to retain possession of it. Middleton will inbound it for Novinger. She gets it back to the right corner. Pass into the paint. Lehman shots up and good. 48-16 Novinger. 3 minutes, 48 seconds left in the third. McElhaney brings it back the other way. Walks across the timeline. Dribbles it over to the right-hand side. Kicks it back to Middleton in the corner. and she loses the handle on it, it'll be Novinger's ball. At least Grugich was responsible for that turnover. Middleton inbounds it to Elise Grugich. She brings it across the timeline, gets it in Wayman into the paint. She kicks it back out to Middleton. Back out to Elise Grugich. Cross-court pass over to Middleton. Back to the left corner. Shot is up and short. Macon County with the rebound. And Anna Grugich just took it right out of her hand. Shot's no good. Putback's no good. And there's going to be a foul. Got three Macon County players on the floor. Foul is going to be on Novinger. And I'll take that back. I think they're just going to say it went out of bounds. So McElhinney will bring it back the other way for Macon County. Dribbles it up the timeline. Kicks it over to Mallett, left wing. Back to the left corner to Farrington. Back out to Rowe. I think this is her first appearance in the game. Over to Farrington, left corner. Her shot's well short. Elise Grugich with a rebound. She brings it back the other way in a hurry. Pass ahead after Anna Grugich, but it's a little high for her. It goes out of bounds to be Macon County's ball. 2 minutes, 52 seconds left in the third. Novinger leads at 48-16. McElhinney brings it back the other way. Dribbles it across the timeline over to Mallett, left corner. And Novinger with the steal, Caitlin Bronner. She hands it off to Courtney Bronner, who brings it across the timeline, top of the key, over the left-hand side. Elise Grugich, her shot for three is no good. But Anna Grugich with the putback, and it's good. 50-16, Novinger. Novinger well in control of this game. McElhinney brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Mallett, the left-hand wing. She tries to get it in the paint to Farrington. It's a little too high for her, out of bounds. It'll be Novinger's ball. Bronner brings it back the other way, comes across timeline in a hurry, gets it over to 33 and a Grugich, but Grugich can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds right about where the water fountain is, if you know what the gym's set up like here in Bashir. It'll be Macon County's ball. McElhinney will bring it back the other way. She trots up to the timeline. Guarded by Middleton, dribbles it over the left-hand side, kicks it over to 33, Anna Grugich. She tries to get it in the left block. Shot is up and no good. Novinger with the rebound, and they kick it up ahead to Anna Grugich, and her shot is up and off the glass and good. Nice-looking transition play there. 52-16, Novinger with the lead. 1 minute, 46 seconds left in the third. McElhinney brings it across the timeline up the top of the key, dribbles over the right-hand side. Anna Grugich fell down, but they get it in to... Kitchen, I believe it is. I'm going to call a foul on Elise Grugich. 14 fouls for Novinger, none for Macon County. McElhinney's going to inbound it for Macon County to awaiting Farrington, the right corner, out to the top of the key, over the left corner to McElhinney. Her shot is up and no good. I think they're going to say she stepped on the line, so it's going to be Novinger's ball. Caitlin Bronner inbounds it to her sister. I guess that's her sister. Courtney brings it across the timeline, tries to pass it back to the corner. The pass is deflected, but Novinger retains possession of the ball. Get it into the right block. Shot up off the glass is no good. And there's kind of a scrum on the floor here. They're going to call a jump ball. It's going to be Novinger's ball. Caitlin Bronner is going to inbound it. Get it back to the left corner, back out to Anna Grugich, whose shot is off the rim. Novinger with the rebound. The putback is up and good. Anna Grugich, I believe, with the putback. Wasn't really much of a putback. She shot from nearly the free throw line. 54-16 with 57 seconds left in the third period. McElhinney has it at top of the key. She gets it over to Farrington. Novinger with the steal. And that transition going again. Elise Grugich is going to put it up and good. 56-16, 40 seconds left in the third. McElhinney will bring the ball back the other way, brings it up the timeline. Guarded by Middleton, kicks it over the left-hand side to Mallett. Pass into the left block, shot is up and no good. And we got players on the floor, but Macon County comes up with it, but they can't hold on to it. It's going to go out of bounds and be Novinger's ball with 20 seconds left in the third period. 56-16, Novinger with the lead. Caitlin Bronner will inbound it for Novager to Courtney Bronner. Courtney Bronner brings it across the timeline, dribbles over the left-hand side, gets it back to the left corner, into the left blocks to Anna Grugic. Her shot's no good. And they're going to say it went out of bounds off of Novager. It's going to be Macon County's ball. Kitchen will inbound it to McElhaney. McElhaney brings it up to the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Gets it over the left-hand side to Fisher. No, I think that back was Farrington. And time expires. And in the third, Novager leads it 56-16. Okay, 8 minutes left in this one. Novager solidly in the lead, 56-16. Amade in the game for Novinger. She's going to inbound it to Courtney Bronner. Bronner walks it across the timeline. Kicks it back over to Amade, the right wing. Back out to Bronner, top of the key, over to Middleton. Left wing, back to Bronner. In the paint to Anna Grugerich, and she takes it to the rack, and she's fouled. So she'll shoot two. Grugerich's first shot is on its way, and it's up, and it rattles around. The bank is open tonight. She gets one. Grugerich's second shot is on its way, and it's up, and it's a little too strong. No good. But Novinger gets a rebound, but it's stolen by Mallett. So Macon County brings it the other way. McElhaney with the ball up at the top of the key, and she dribbles off her foot and falls down. Now they're going to say Courtney Bronner was responsible for that and call her with a foul. That's her fourth. Mallett will inbound it from Macon County to Awady McElhaney. McElhaney dribbles over the left-hand side, kicks it back to the left corner to Mallett. They get it out to Howard, back to the right corner to McElhaney. She dribbles it into the right blocks and shot is no good. And they're going to call a jump ball. King in the game for Novinger. Courtney Bronner will come out with four fouls. Amber Kitchen will inbound it for Macon County. Gets it in to Howard, whose shot is up and no good. But she gets her own rebound, and the putback goes in. 6 minutes left in the game, 57-18 Novinger. Amade brings it across the timeline for Novinger. Kicks it over to King on the left wing, back to Bronner in the left corner, back at the King, back to Amade. Top of the key, she's going to dribble it in. Nice bounce pass over to Middleton on the right wing. Back to Amade, back to King, the left side. Back to Amade, back to Middleton. Middleton dribbles it into the free throw line, kicks it back out to Bronner. Back to 33. Grugerich, her 15-foot jump shot is up and good. 59-18, Novinger. McElhaney brings it across the timeline, gets it in the paint to Howard, who takes it up to the rack, but it's no good. Novinger with the rebound. They get ahead of Amade. Two on one. Nice bounce pass over the right-hand side. Up off the glass. Shot's good. 61-18. 5 minutes, 6 seconds left in the game. Novinger leads it. McElhaney will bring the ball back the other way for Macon County. Gets it in to Howard in the right side of the lane, and she puts it on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. It'll be Novinger's ball. Caitlin Bronner is going to inbound it to awaiting Amade. Amade is going to bring it across the timeline. Tries to do a skip pass, but there's the Howard with the steal, and she's going to take it all the way. Nope, she dumps it off to McElhaney, and she's fouled. I think they just put the mercy rule in effect. The clock's not going to stop now, so this game should be over shortly. first shot. McElhinney's first shot is up and good. Second shot is a ringer. Amade at the top of the key gets it over to Wernert. Back over to Amade on the left-hand side. Back to Bronner. Back over to the right wing to Middleton. She's going to be fouled. Foul is going to be on Howard, I believe. Yes. Middleton will inbound it for Novinger. Gets it into the corner, back out to Amade out, and she'll shoot behind the arc. Shot's no good. Middleton with the rebound. She kicks it back out to Amade at the top of the key. Back to Middleton, left-hand side. Her shot is wide right. Making Callie Howard with the rebound. She gets it ahead to McElhinney. And they get it all the way up to Mallett. And her shot's no good. And the putback's no good. Bronner with the rebound. She brings it ahead. Gets it up to Pacini. Macon County with the rebound. They're going to take it coast to coast. But McElhinney can't put it in. So Amade is going to bring it back the other way for Novinger. 2 minutes, 28 seconds left in the game. Novinger leads it 61-20. Amade with the ball over to Middleton, the right wing. And she's going to be fouled by Howard. Foul is on number 30, Howard. It's her second foul. 16 fouls on Novinger, 3 on Macon County. Inbound to Amade out top of the key. Back to the right corner. Macon County with the steal. Pass up ahead to Mallett. Shot is no good. Caitlin Bronner brings it back, but Novinger brings it across the timeline. Gets it into the paint, but Macon County with the steal. McElhinney takes it the other way for Macon County. Brings it around the corner. Horn kicks it over to the left wing, into the paint, to 35. Farrington, her shot's no good. Ball's on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. And Macon County will retain possession. Macon County's inbound shot is up and good. 61-22. 59 seconds left in the game. 61-22. Novinger. Amade gets it over the right wing. Pass back out to Amade. And Macon County with the steal on the coast to coast as McElhinney and her layup is good. 61-24. Novinger. Amade will bring the ball back the other way for Novinger. Brings it across the timeline. Over to Caitlin Bronner, the right wing. Bronner's going to dribble it into the lane, but she loses the handle on it. Macon County with a steal. They try to get it ahead, but Amade with the steal. Amade to Caitlin Bronner at the top of the key, back to the left corner. Shot is up and no good. Macon County with the rebound. They get it ahead to Farrington, on up to McElhinney. She's going to take it in, and her layup is good. Novinger brings it the other way. And the ball is on the floor, but Novinger's going to come up with it before they call a jump ball. And Amade's shot is no good. And that's a ball game. Novinger wins it 61-24. Have one more game this evening. And so if you stick around for about another 10 minutes, we'll be back for the last feature game tonight in the Brashear Tournament. If you're just joining us, we've got about 6 minutes left on the clock before tonight's third matchup between the Novinger Wildcats and Macon County Raiders on the boys' side. In tonight's first game, it was Brashear over Douglas, 85-64. And in the second game, it was Novinger over Macon County, 61-24. We'll be back to you in just a few minutes with tonight's final matchup between Macon County and Novinger on the boys' side. All right, we're just about ready to get underway. Starting for Macon County is Shoemaker, Atha, Pate, Souther, Farrington. Starting for Novinger is Josh Denton, Grant Daniels, Justin Denton, Kyle Gunnels, and Justin Simpson. Got the players taking the floor, and we're just about to get underway. Novinger controls the tip-off. Grant Daniels brings the ball across the timeline for Novinger. Kicks it over to Josh Denton on the left wing. He looks to get it in. Cross-court pass, or in the paint, to Justin Denton. Back out to 53 Simpson. His shot from just outside the arc is good. So Novinger's on the scoreboard first, 3-0 with 7 minutes 38 seconds left in the first period. Macon County gets it back to Farrington in the left corner to Souther at the top of the key, over to Pate on the right wing, back to Atha at the top of the key, to Farrington, the left wing. Back out to Pate at the top of the key, to Atha at the right wing. His shot is no good. Josh Denton with the rebound, and Daniels will bring the ball back the other way. Daniels to Simpson, passing the paint to Gunnels. They lose the handle on it. Macon County comes up with it. Pate brings it back the other way. Back to the right corner. They try to get it in to Shoemaker, and they kick it back out to Farrington, over to Pate, into the left blocks to Souther, and his shot is no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Novinger's ball. I'll take that back. It'll be Macon County's ball. Atha gets the ball in. Ball's out to 32. Pate top the key, over to Farrington, the right wing, back to Pate. His shot just outside the arc is no good, but Pate with the putback is good. 3-2 Novinger. Daniels brings the ball back the other way. Brings it across the timeline, top the key. He's going to drive it along the right side. And they're going to say he turned the ball over. So it'll be Macon County's ball. Farrington will inbound it for Macon County to awaiting Pate. No press by Novinger. Pate brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Farrington, left wing, back out to Souther at the top of the key, over to Pate on the right wing, back out to Farrington, top of the key, over to Atha at the left wing, back out to Pate at the top of the key, back to Atha at the left wing. He tries to get into the left blocks for a turnaround shot for Shoemaker, and it stays right there on the rim and then falls in. So Macon County now with the first lead of the game, 4-3. Daniel brings across the timeline, gets to Simpson on the right wing. Back out to Daniels, and he gets it in to, he takes it in himself. His shot is up and good, 5-4, Novinger now. Farrington with the ball, over to Souther at the top of the key, back to Farrington, the left wing, back out to Pate, top of the key, back to Farrington, the left wing, to Atha, the free throw line, over to Pate on the right wing. His shot's no good, Novinger with the rebound. Daniels brings it back the other way in a hurry, gets it over to the left wing, then into paint to the big man, Justin Denton. His turnaround shot is up and good. 7-4 Novinger with the lead. Pate brings it across the timeline, gets it in the free throw line, over the right wing to Atha. His shot is nothing but net. So we're all knotted up at 7 with 5:11 left in the first. Daniels brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Denton on the left side. In the paint to Josh Denton. His shot is up and no good. Novinger with the rebound. Kyle Gunnels with the putback. 4:55 left in the first. Macon County brings it back the other way in a hurry. Atha kick it back out to Pate. To Sather at the top of the key. Back to Pate on the right wing. Back to Farrington at the top of the key. Over the left side to Atha. His shot for three is good. Macon County gets a three-point shot going today. Daniels brings it across the timeline. Kicks it over the left-hand side to Josh Denton. Denton into Justin Denton. Back out to Josh Denton. Back to 53 Simpson. His shot outside the arc is no good. Macon County with the rebound. Atha brings the ball back the other way. Pulls it up. Kicks it over to 32 Pate. The left wing back out to Atha. Over the right wing, Farrington. Back out to Fowler at the top of the key to Atha at the left wing. Back out to Pate at the top of the key. Farrington right wing. Cross court pass over to Pate at the left wing. They get it back to the... Pate turns around, brings it back out to Atha at the top of the key. Gets it into the big man, Shoemaker. His turnaround shot is blocked by Kyle Gunnels. Novinger brings it back the other way. Grant Daniels with the ball. They get it over to 53 Simpson. And, man, Novinger player just went up on top and landed on top of Simpson. The foul is going to be on Souther, I believe. Yes, it is. First foul of the game. Grant Daniels gets it out to Josh Denton, who shot outside the arc as well, short, making County with the rebound. Pate brings it the other way, comes across the timeline on the far side, kicks it over to Farrington, the left wing, back out to Souther at the top of the key, over to Pate on the right wing, back out to Farrington, back to Atha on the left wing. And he dribbles it in, passes it to Farrington in the paint, and his shot is up off the glass and good. And he was fouled, so he's going to go to the line. The foul is on Justin Denton. That's his first. One foul apiece for Novinger and Macon County. Farrington's free throw for the trifecta is up and no good. Novinger with the rebound. Justin Denton hands it off to Grant Daniels. Daniels brings across the timeline, passes it over to Josh Denton on the left side. Cross-court pass to Grant Daniels. Daniels gets it in to Justin Denton. His turnaround jump shot on the right blocks is no good. Macon County with the ball. Pate kicks it back out to Shoemaker at the top of the key, over to Farrington, the left wing, back out to Pate at the top of the key, back to Farrington, back to Souther at the top of the key, back to Atha, left side. Atha takes it in the free throw line. His shot is up and good. Nice looking shot. Macon County on top, 14-9, 2:27 left in the first. Justin Simpson has it up the left wing. He gets it in the big man. A nice turnaround jump shot by Denton is up and good. 14-11, Macon County. They get the ball. Macon County gets it up to Atha. His shot outside the arc is in and out. And Novinger will bring the ball back the other way. Grant Daniels with the ball gets it over to Josh Denton on the left side to Justin Denton. His turnaround 12-foot jump shot is good. 14-13, Novinger with Macon County with the lead. Novinger calling back into it. Farrington back to Shoemaker at the left corner. Back out to Atha at the top of the key. Cross court over to Pate at the right wing. Back to the right corner. Farrington back out to Atha, over to Pate, the left wing. A lot of ball movement by Macon County. Farrington with the ball on the left side. His shot is up and no good. Grant Daniels with the rebound. He brings it back the other way himself. Comes across the timeline, dribbles between his leg, gets it over to Simpson, the right wing. Simpson holds on the ball. Directs traffic, gets it to Justin Denton, back out to Simpson, who drives the baseline. His shot is up and no good. Kyle Gunnels with the reverse layup is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on Farrington. That's his first. Free throw is no good. Second shot's no good. Macon County with the rebound. 55 seconds left in the first. Pate brings it across the timeline, kicks it over the left side, back out to Souther at the top of the key, over to Pate, the right wing. He gets it in the right blocks, and he gets it in to 00 Baker, and he's hit. He's shooting, and so he's going to go to the line. Foul is going to be on 53, Justin Simpson. That's his first. Two team fouls apiece for each team. Baker's shot is up, and it's a little too strong. Bounces back to him. Levitt in the game for Macon County. 41 seconds left in the first. Baker's next shot is good. 41 seconds left in the first. Macon County leads it 15-13. Daniels brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Simpson, the right wing, into the big man. His shot is up and good. Justin Denton, nice looking shot. A lot of ball movement there. Ball knotted up at 15. Souther had the ball. His shot was partially blocked, I think. Ball went out of bounds. Macon County will retain possession of it with 19 seconds left in the first. Manaman inbounds it. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Macon County will keep it. Manaman to Pate in the left corner. He brings it out, kicks it back to Manaman in the left corner. His shot is up and off the rim. Simpson with the rebound. 9 seconds left. Daniels brings it across the timeline. And they're going to say he traveled with it. With 3 seconds left in the first, we're all knotted up, 15 all. Manaman will inbound it for Macon County to a waiting Pate. Pate waits for it. Dribbles over the left-hand side, and his shot is no good. Could have been fouled. But at the end of one, it's 15 all. Good game, this one. So the beginning of the second period on the floor for Macon County will be Manaman. He will inbound it to Pate. Pate will bring it across the timeline, kicks it over to Levitt. Back out to Manaman, back over to Pate. Pate to Levitt. Back to Manaman. Back to Pate. Back to Levitt on the left side. Over to Manaman on the right side. Back to Pate. Just handing the ball back and forth back here in the backcourt to Levitt, and they just threw the ball away. Josh Denton with the steal. He loses a handle on it. Macon County's going to get it back. Pate will bring it back for Macon County. Get it across the timeline to Levitt, the right corner, back to Souther. Souther's going to square up for three. His shot's a little too strong. Novinger with the rebound. Kyle Gunn hands it off to Grant Daniels, who brings it across the timeline back to Justin Simpson, the right wing. Pass in to 43, Kyle Gunnels. Shot's no good, Macon County with the rebound. Pate's going to bring it back the other way. Pate gets it across the timeline over to Levitt, the right wing, to Souther. Just about lost the handle of it. They get it over the right corner. The shot for three is a little weak. Novinger with the rebound. Grant Daniels brings it up the other way in a hurry. Kyle Gunnels tries to get it in the paint, but it's knocked out of bounds, so Novinger will retain possession of it. Grant Daniels will inbound it for Novinger. Over to the left corner to Justin Simpson. His shot is a little too strong, but the big man puts it back. No, I'll take that back. It's Kyle Gunnels that put it up. 17-15, Novinger. Manaman with the ball on the left wing. Back at the top of the key, over to Pate on the right wing. fast court to the left wing. Farrington dribbles it in the baseline, puts it up, no good. Novinger with the rebound. Josh Denton hands it off to Grant Daniels, who brings the ball back the other way, comes across the timeline, dribbles it over towards the scorer's table, kicks it over to Justin Denton. Way out away from the paint, he gets it in to Josh Denton, who puts it up. No good, but Justin Denton with the putback. Macon County, Manaman left wing. He gets a cross-court pass over to Pate. Comes back over the left wing. Shot inside the arc is wide right. No good. Novinger with the rebound. Grant Daniels brings the ball back the other way for Novinger. Takes it across the timeline. Kicks it over to the right wing to Simpson. Back out the top of the key over to the left wing. Back to the left corner to Justin Denton. Back out the left wing. Justin Simpson, they get it over to the end of the lane, lose a handle on it. Baker comes up with it, and he'll bring it back the other way. Macon County gets it back to the right wing. Pass out the top of the key to Atha. Atha back to the right corner. Manaman back to Atha. Back at the top of the key over the left wing. Cross-court pass back to Farrington. Farrington's going to drive the baseline, but he loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. No, it doesn't go out of bounds. Novinger comes up with it. Grant Daniels will bring the ball back the other way for Novinger. Dribbles it up across the timeline. Gets it over to Simpson, the right wing. A lot of movement by Novinger. Josh Denton back over to Grant Daniels. Back out to the top of the key to the big man, Justin Denton. Denton over the right wing, back to the right corner. Shot outside the arc is a little too strong. Now Macon County comes up with a rebound. Atha with the ball. Brings it back himself across the timeline to the left wing, into the paint. Oh, nice feed to Baker. He puts it up off the glass. Daniels brings it back across the timeline, gets it to Simpson, the right wing, back out the top of the key. Back to the right wing. And Simpson's going to take it himself up to the right block. His shot is up and good. Nice looking shot. Simpson is a big boy, but he has good ball movement. He can take it to the rack himself. So, with 3 minutes, 26 seconds left in the half, Novinger leads it 21-17. So after the timeout, both teams take the court. Be Macon County's ball. 3 minutes, 26 seconds left in the half. Novinger leading at 21-17. Farrington will inbound it to awaiting Atha, who brings the ball back the other way. Atha brings it across the timeline, kicks it over the left wing to Farrington. Farrington cross court to Shoemaker on the right wing. Back to the left wing to Levitt. Levitt kicks out to Souther, the right wing, back to the right corner. Oh, back at the free throw line, and Kyle Gunnels just hammered him. Foul is on Gunnels. That's his first. 3 team fouls on Novinger, 2 on Macon County. Macon County inbounds it, gets it back to the right corner, back at the Shoemaker, the right wing, to Souther, who's turned around, shot off the glass a little too strong. Novinger comes up with it. Grant Daniels will bring the ball back the other way for Novinger. Passes it over the left wing to Josh Denton. Cross-court pass to Justin Denton. His shot is up and no good. And Souther comes up with the ball, but he falls down, so they're going to call him for traveling. Grant Daniels will inbound it for Novinger. They get it all the way out, kicks it over to Simpson in the left corner, back out to Josh Denton, over to Daniels, who shot it for 3 is good on the right side. Nice looking shot, 24-17 Novinger, 2:25 left in the half. Farrington with the ball, the left wing. Kicked it back to the left corner. Back out to Shoemaker at the top of the key. Over the right wing, back to the right corner. Farrington back out to Atha at the right wing. He dribbles into the lane. His fronting shot is no good. But Macon County comes up with the ball, and they're going to double pump, put it up, and off the glass and good. 24-19. Nice looking play there. That double pump froze Novinger. Josh Denton with the ball. Kicks it back to Grant Daniels in the left corner into Justin Denton. His shot is no good. Macon County with the rebound. Macon County with good board play is kept into this game. Farrington with the ball at the left wing. Back out to Shoemaker, over to the right wing to Pate. His shot for three is no good, but he gets his own rebound. His shot is well short. Novinger with the rebound. Justin Simpson with the ball. He hands it off to Grant Daniels, who brings it across the timeline for Novinger. Guarded by Pate. Passes it over to Josh Denton on the left side. Pass into the lane. Up, he's trying to get the big man. The big man wasn't looking at him. The ball went out of bounds. Rule one. And I'm making sure the guy's looking at you. Macon County will bring the ball back the other way. 1 minute, 3 seconds left on the half. Novinger in the lead, 24-19. Pate with the ball. Over to Atha. Back to Shoemaker. Farrington. They get it back to 34 Souther. Souther back out to the top of the key. Shot for three is no good. Macon County with the rebound and the putback. Novinger is going to have to wake up and get some rebounds. Daniels brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Justin Simpson over the right wing. Josh Denton hands it off to Grant Daniels. Pass into the free throw line, kick it back out to Simpson, who shot for three is no good. Macon County with the rebound, 12 seconds left in the half. Pate brings it across the timeline to Atha. Atha dribbles around, gets it back to Pate, passes it back to Farrington, pass into the right side, is up and no good. So, at the end of the half, Novinger leads it 24-21. We'll be back here in a minute or two, hopefully, with some halftime points. All right, looks like leading scorer for Macon County is going to be Blake Atha with 8, Farrington with 6, Pate with 2, Shoemaker with 2, Baker with 3. For Novinger, we've got Justin Denton with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Easily the leading scorer for Novinger. Simpson with 5, Kyle Gunnels with 4, and Grant Daniels with 3. So with the clock reset for 7 minutes and 46 seconds, until the beginning of the third period, Novinger leads it 24-21. We'll be back in a few. All right, here we go in the second half of play. It's tonight's matchup between the Novinger Wildcats and the Macon County Raiders. At the end of the half, Novinger leads it 24-21, and a good one. Good hustling play by Macon County. Kept themselves in the game and accused themselves very well. It'll be Novinger's ball out of bounds to start the second half. Justin Simpson with the ball. And he gets it to Daniels. Daniels to Denton. Denton hands it back off to Daniels. Daniels dribbles over the left wing, back to the left corner. Pass back out the left wing to Simpson. They try to get it in the paint, but Macon County comes up with it, but then loses the handle on it. And Kyle Gunnels comes up with it and hands it off to Daniels. They get across the timeline.
Half-court man-to-man defense by Macon County.
Gunnels up top, hands it off to Justin Simpson, right wing. gets at the free throw line to Gunnell. Back out to Denton, and his shot's no good. Macon County comes up with it.
Yet another rebound by Macon County.
Pate with the ball, gets it back to Farrington, the left corner, back out to Atha. Atha top of the key, back over to Farrington, the left wing. Back to Shoemaker, top of the key, pass over to Souther, the right wing, back at the top of the key, over the left wing, back to left corner. Atha gets it to Shoemaker, back to Souther, the top of the key, in the lane to Farrington. His shot is up and no good. Novinger comes up with it. Grant Daniels will bring the ball back the other way for Novinger.
Had a sagging man-to-man defense on the other end.
Daniels dribbles at the left corner, gets it back out to Denton up the top of the key to Simpson. Back to the right corner, back out, cross-court pass over to Justin Simpson, left wing. Simpson dribbles it, hands it off, or passes to Denton. His shot outside the arc is no good. And Farrington comes up with it, hands it off to Pate, and they're coming the other way.
Long shot, long rebound, John.
That's right. Pate takes in the lane, and he was fouled. Foul is going to be on Grant Daniels. That's his first. First foul of the second half. Atha gets it in to Shoemaker. Back at the top of the key, back to the right corner, back out. And Daniels with the steal. He's going to take it coast to coast, but he loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds.
Got to dribble that one off his knee, John. That was a nice play on that steal. But he just couldn't control the basketball.
Yep, looking towards the basket before he see where he was going. Pate brings it across the timeline for Macon County. They get it over the left wing, left corner. Souther passes it into the left block. They lose a handle on it, but Pate comes up with it, and Gunnels falls into him. It's going to be a foul on Gunnels.
Good hustling play that time by Novinger. Just in a way, kind of it's too bad that that happened to be a foul. A kid worked hard on defense.
Yes, he did. Second foul on Gunnels. Macon County with the ball over on the right side. Pate with the ball. He gets it back to the right corner. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Novinger's ball.
Turnover. Low pass goes off the leg. Red ball.
Daniels is going to bring the ball back the other way for Novinger. Brings it across the timeline over to Denton. Back to the left corner. Back out to Daniels. Left wing. His shot for three is no good. And Denton comes up with it, but loses the handle on it, and Macon County is going to end up with the ball. Good hustle by Souther.
3-1 rebound advantage so far by Macon County.
Macon County shoots from the left baseline. Shot is no good, but they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on Macon County. It's on 34, which is going to be Souther.
I think Novinger may have caught a break there. One of their kids jumped right straight over one of Macon County's boys' back.
Daniels to Simpson on the right side, right corner. They try to get it into the lane. They're going to call a foul.
Holding.
Foul is going to be on Souther or Souther. I'm not sure. Do you know how he pronounces his name?
I wish I did. If I did, I'd tell you. I can't tell you. I can't tell you one quick thing. Sorry about that. Man-to-man defense down here on both ends. Macon County's doing a nice job of that man defense getting rebounding position.
That's the third foul on Souther, so he comes out. Novinger with the ball. They get it over to Daniels, the left wing, in the left right blocks. Back at the right corner. Shot's no good. Novinger with the rebound. The putback. Justin Simpson did a nice job there.
Yeah, Simpson may have been in the right place at the right time, but that was another one of those long rebounds.
26-21 Novinger, 4:27 left in the third. Baker with the ball on the left wing, back to the top of the key over the right side. And they're going to call a foul. It's a shot, but no good. I think the foul was away from the ball.
That Justin Daniels putback, by the way, at the 4:19 mark of the third quarter was the first scoring there was so far in the second half.
The foul is going to be on Gunnels. That's his third. Macon County shot for three is no good. Simpson with the rebound. Daniels brings the ball back the other way for Macon County. 2:26 to Simpson on the right wing. His shot for three is nothing but net.
String music.
26-21, Novinger, 4 minutes left in the third. Pate brings it across the timeline. Cross court over to Shoemaker, the right court, right back to Pate. His shot for inside the arc is good.
Well executed offense that time.
29-23, Novinger. Nice looking feed into Denton, but it was tipped. Daniel's shot is no good, but Denton with the rebound, his shot's no good. Macon County with the rebound. Shoemaker got up to get that one.
Tell you what, they had good position that time. Macon County had three kids lined up across there screening out.
Atha dribbles around the horn, gets it to Pate. Pate back over to the left-hand side, right back to Pate. The free throw line over the right wing to Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it back to the right corner. And Farrington tried to drive the baseline, but it's knocked out of bounds.
It looked like kind of a matchup zone, maybe a 3-2 zone or something like that, where you've got Novinger, both their post players posted up down there on defense along the baseline.
Manaman gets it into Atha. Atha's shot is, he's fouled in the process of shooting. It's no good. So Atha will go to the line for Macon County to shoot a couple. Four team fouls. Foul is on number 13, Josh Denton. Atha shot is up and no good. 2:57 left in the third. Novinger leads it 29-23. Atha's second shot is good. 29-24, Novinger. Daniels brings the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline over to Simpson at the right wing. Back to Gunnels, the right corner. Back out the top of the key. And Josh Denton's shot for three is good.
Nice. Buried it.
That was a good, smart three. He didn't have anybody on him, and he took it. Pate brings it across the timeline for Macon County. Slows it down just a bit. Gets it over. Tries to get it over the right corner. But Novinger had too much time to see that. But he got the steal. Nice feed up the right blocks. Off the glass shot is good by Kyle Gunnell.
Here comes that surge we were talking about for Novinger.
Yeah.
I think we may get a timeout for Macon County here. Timeout Macon County. 2:24 to go in the third quarter. 34-24 in favor of the Raiders.
Yeah, I think Macon County was wise to take a timeout now because it's right at that point where the game can get away from them if they're not careful.
I'll tell you what, John Novinger, obviously a good objective look at these two teams. Novinger definitely has the better athletes of the two. But then, as we saw earlier tonight, the pure athletic ability doesn't always, you know, hold the fort at the end of the ball game. Brashear's boys are much younger than Douglas and probably not as tall or as athletic, but they came out of here with a 20-point win. That kind of shows you what good fundamental basketball can do. And Novinger right now, not only are they a very good athletic team, they're also very well coached by Charlie Jennings and very, very fundamentally sound. You put that combination together with the kind of athletes that Novinger has on the floor, and you've got the potential for a spurt any moment.
All right, Macon County inbounds the ball to Pate. Pate brings it across the timeline. 2 minutes, 18 seconds left on the third. Shoemaker with the ball. Novinger kicked the ball out of bounds, so Macon County will retain possession under the basket. Atha will inbound it for Macon County. Gets it to Shoemaker, the right corner, back out the top of the key, right around the horn, over to Atha, back over the right wing to Pate. His shot is up and good. Nice looking shot. 34-26, Novinger. Simpson gets it to Grant Daniels, who brings it across the top of the key. Just about stepped on the half court line. Gets it over to Justin Denton, out topside. Daniels is going to drive the baseline, feeds it in to Denton, and his shot is up and good. Big man had a nice-looking shot that time.
That half-court man-to-man defense, but then I believe Ben Shoemaker for Macon County was kind of sagged back in the lane, and that gave Novinger now an advantage on the perimeter. They took advantage of it.
Pate with the ball up topside over to Manaman. Back to eighth up top. Back to Manimum left wing. Back out to Pate. Pate over to Baker at the left wing. To Manimum over on the right-hand side to Pate. Drives it in the lane, but then kicks it back out. Pass over to Shoemaker at the right corner.
It's an interesting defense, John. Got zone principles in it. It's kind of a sagging man-to-man.
Novinger comes up with it. They'll bring it the other way. Oh, nice looking transition. And the alley-oop is good.
Wow. That extended defensive pressure, I think, is what caused that. Novinger takes the ball away. Outruns Macon County down the floor. 38-26, Novinger.
Where was your camera on that one? You needed your camera for that alley-oop.
Foul that time on Denton. Kind of gave the kid the baseline and kind of one of those how-do-you-do's from behind and picked up the foul.
Second foul on Denton. Five team fouls on Novinger, two on Macon County. Shoemaker will go to the line for Macon County with 32 seconds left in the third. 38-26. First shot's no good. 11 in the game for Macon County. Atha will be coming out. Shoemaker's second shot. Rattles around and goes in. Good. Sether in the game for Macon County. Denton inbounds it to Daniels. Daniels brings the ball back the other way. Spin move gets across the timeline. Denton just about loses the handle on it, and they do. Macon County was coming the other way, but Kyle Gunnell kicked it out of bounds. Saved the easy layup.
Good hustling play that time by Kyle Gunnell.
Be Macon County's ball out of bounds. Manniman inbounds it to Baker at the right corner. Cross-court pass over to Levitt. Dribbles it in and then shoots a little too strong. Baker with the putback is no good. And Justin Denton with the rebound. Daniels will bring the ball back the other way for Novinger. Daniels dribbles around the left-hand side of the corner. Tries to get it in to the big man. And his shot's no good, but he's fouled.
There was that good old give and go where Denton set that pick. And as soon as the man switched, Denton just took off for the basket and made a nice pass to get two free throws for Novinger.
Novinger able to take the advantage of Denton's height. He's the only one that he's got a 5-inch advantage over just about everybody else on the team. His first free throw is good. And so he'll have a chance to make good for two. 1/10 of a second left in the third. 39-27, Novinger. Denton's second shot is short off the rim. Time expires. And the end of three, Novinger leads it by a dozen, 39-27.
Novinger held a 15-6 scoring advantage there in that third quarter. 8 minutes on the clock, 39-27 in favor of the Wildcats. Novinger did a lot better job of getting out and defensive pressure in that quarter. Did a nice job on the boards, too. Novinger, of course, quickly can't wait to get out on the floor for the last 8 minutes of this ball game. Macon County will inbound the ball. Final 8 minutes of action from the Brashear tournament. Wildcats inbound the basketball. Up at the top, Souther. In the corner, Levitt. Dribble drive up off the glass, rebound Novinger. Justin Simpson with the rebound. Grant Daniels with the basketball to Simpson. Up high, high up on the right wing. Wildcats working against extended man-to-man defense. Good solid half-court man-to-man. Daniels up. No good. Rebound off. Kyle Gunnels worked hard to get that back off the glass. No good. Rebound off to Kurt Baker. Hurry back up the floor is Macon County's Pate. Dribble drive, whistle on a foul. Two-shot foul, says Kevin McCracken. Number 43, that's Kyle Gunnels on the foul. That's four. Four fouls for Kyle Gunnels. 7:08 to go in the fourth quarter. 17 fouls for Novinger. Number 32 at the free throw line, that is Joey Pate. Joey Pate, a 5'9 sophomore. First free throw up and in, 39-28 Novinger. Sights it, shoots it, no good. Rebound out of bounds, foul, I think, on Macon County. 34 Macon County. Eric Souther, number 34. Daniels with the basketball to Gunnels. Gunnels over the right wing side, back up to Daniels. Grant Daniels the basketball. Justin Simpson with the ball. Cuts it inside. Gunnels with four fouls. Tried to get the ball dished off inside to Denton, the 6'5 Wildcat center. Ball bounced off a Macon County player. Out of bounds. Rebound. Ball is going to Novinger. 6:48 to go in the ballgame. 39-28 in favor of the Novinger Wildcats. Inbounding the ball is Novinger down to the corner. Wheels the ball around. Inside Gunnels. Good give and go back to number 21. That's Daniels up and in. Grant Daniels with a nice play. And Novinger now with a 41-28 lead at the 6:33 mark of the fourth quarter. Macon County with the basketball. Tries to dribble the ball against Grant Daniels. Kind of a wild shot. Rebound off to Novinger. And I'll tell you what, John, you take and make those kind of shots and you miss them. And then a lot of the time your team winds up with a foul off the rebound. And that's exactly what happened to Macon County on that play.
Yeah, I think Souther was fishing for a foul that time. Didn't get a call. And kind of a wild shot that just didn't fall.
Well, that wasn't exactly what Lyle Best had in mind either, I don't think, as far as the kind of quality shots that you need if you're going to beat a team like Novinger. Timeout on the floor. Timeout for Macon County. 41-28. Of course, probably, I think about any objective observer would have said Novinger was the favorite in this ball game. Novinger comes in here with a 10-6 record, and I believe Macon County 7-11, which is not a bad record, but Novinger, one of the best teams in the area, and proving it here tonight. Only a 3-point score at halftime. Novinger with a 24-21 lead. Macon County only with 7 points in the second half. Good defense by Novinger, who inbounds the basketball. Grant Daniels with the ball just up across the timeline. Full court man-to-man defense gets it across the timeline to Simpson. Simpson looking for a man. This is Gunnels. Down in the corner for Novinger is Josh Denton. Josh Denton with the ball on the left wing extended. Looking for the shot, thinking better of it is then back to Josh Denton. Novinger not moving around a whole heck of a lot right now. Probably rather run clock and they would score points.
Simpson was wide open on the backside.
No doubt. And Simpson tries a three, gets none. Rebound off Macon County. They ran probably about 30 seconds off the clock, John. That's what you're looking for in that situation. Get about 30 seconds off the clock, go down, play defense. Novinger in that sagging man-to-man. Drives inside, batted out of bounds is Denton. Blake Atha took the ball inside that time, and Justin Denton would have none of it. Macon County inbounding the ball. Three ball, bang!
Shoemaker from the left corner did a nice job that time.
Shoemaker with the home run ball, and Macon County with the steal. Wildcats taking the ball in. Foul on Novinger. Clock stops. 41-31 now as Macon County may be making their move.
Foul was on Denton, I believe. Farrington will go to the line. That's four. No, they're calling it three. Three fouls.
If you're a Novinger fan, I'm sure probably breathing a sigh of relief that that number coming on up on that board was a three rather than a four. 5:08 to go in the ball game. Novinger leading by a score of 41-31. Novinger with 18 fouls. That's going to put Macon County to the line one-on-one. And if they're whistled for two more fouls, it's going to put them on the line for the double bonus. Officials kind of getting together and going to the free throw line is Lonnie Farrington. Farrington with the free throw, sights it, shoots it, hits it. 41-32 now. Farrington with the extra free throw. Up and in. So now you're talking about an 8-point lead, where the lead once stood at 41-28, I believe. 5-0 run so far. Novinger with the basketball. Good cut inside. Scores.
Nice looking feed.
Beautiful shot that time by Kyle Gunnels. Macon County taking the ball right back. Farrington up and in. That was a nice cut, John.
Daniels on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball.
Tell you what, these teams are really getting after it. 4:39 to go in the ball game.
Justin Denton tried his best to call a timeout, but just didn't get it done. It's going to be Novinger's ball. Simpson inbounds it to Grant Daniels. Daniels over the top to Denton. Back to the right corner. Tries to get it out. The big man just about lost a handle on it, but they get it back in. And Denton takes it to the rack.
Nice assist that time by Simpson.
4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the game. Novinger ahead by a dime, 45-35. Macon County got the advantage of the bounce, and it goes in.
Joey Pate on the shot that time. Just kind of like you said, ball just kind of bounced around up and in, got that shooter's touch.
I bet that thing bounced 5 foot up in the air before it came back down.
Oh, no doubt. 45-37 now, 4:09 to go in the basketball game. Novinger, like we said, with 18 fouls. Macon County with a foul to give. They have five team fouls. So obviously Macon County will probably continue to press. They put the man-to-man, full court man-to-man defense the last time, and I think you can look for the same on this possession.
And Novinger's had a little bit of trouble breaking the press, too. Simpson will inbound it for Novinger. Gets it in to Denton. And Daniels brings it across the timeline, takes it up to the rack. His shot is up and good, and he's fouled. So he'll go to the line for the trifecta opportunity. 4 minutes, 3 seconds left in the fourth. Novinger leads at 45-37.
That just goes to show what kind of athlete Grant Daniels is. Took that ball down the floor, basically beat Macon County back. And almost got it. And Denton finished it.
49-37. Macon County with the ball. Pate drives around the right-hand side. Tries to do just a little too much that time, but he does get the foul.
I think what you were saying last time is true. I think he was really trying to draw the foul with that shot more than he was trying to get the basket.
And he got it. Now 9 fouls on Novinger. So he'll have a chance for the 1-1. No, well, I guess it was in the process of shooting, so he'll shoot 2.
Well, one thing about it, the next time it'll be 2 shots, that's for sure, no matter what, because he'll be in the double bonus.
He gets the second half of it, 49-38 now. Denton gets it across the timeline to Simpson. Daniels with the ball for Novinger now, up top side. Gets it into Simpson. He's going to drive it in. His shot up off the glass is good. Man, he moves well for as big a guy he is.
And I'll tell you what, I think that as good of a basketball player as Simpson is, he's even better a baseball player, and he's had several college offers as a catcher.
Simpson gets it all the way up ahead to Kyle Gunnels, and there's nobody there. They were trying to do the pressure defense, and it just didn't work.
I'll tell you what, if Macon County needs a basket here very badly, and Novinger kind of on the verge of putting this one away.
Yep. Pate dribbles it around the right-hand side, and there's going to be a foul. Foul is on Grant Daniels.
Ran through the screen. Can't do that. Double bonus.
Baker to the line. 2 minutes, 57 seconds left in the ballgame. Novinger's leading 53-38. Baker's first shot is up, and it's a little too strong. Bounces back to him.
Any coach will tell you that kids got to work around those screens. It's hard work to get around them. You just can't run through them.
Baker's second shot is good. Simpson will inbound it for Novinger. Full court pressure by Macon County. Get it ahead to Daniels. Daniels brings it across the timeline. Just about loses the handle on it. Gets it over to Simpson on the right side. High pass to Denton. Denton turnaround. Jump shot is up and good.
55-39 with 2:40 to go in this basketball game. And I think Novinger's kind of getting more of a stranglehold on it with every time down.
Yeah, they're starting to just throw him up. Eighth's shot was well off its mark. Novinger comes up with it. Daniels gets a way ahead up to Josh Denton, who does the alley-oop.
Goaltending.
Yep.
Can't do that. They tried the alley-oop instead of basically putting the game away with a basket. I don't think Charlie Jennings is particularly happy about that.
Yeah, Justin Denton hung on the rim. I think that was the problem.
You can't do that with the balls on the cylinder up in the sip and up. I can't even talk. In the cylinder.
Daniels is going to take it pretty much coast to coast, but then hands it off to Josh Denton, and he loses it. Macon County comes up with it, and they're going to go back the other way. Nice looking jump shot from the right blocks is up and good. 55-43, Novinger with the advantage, 1 minute, 51 seconds left in the game. Macon County's got a big hill to climb, but they're still scrapping away.
Tell you what, John, you could talk about the game getting a little ragged here towards the end. Maybe, I don't think it's quite garbage time yet, where basically a player just go out and say, well, I'm going to see if I can run my point total up a little bit, but... 12-point advantage, a minute 51 to go in the basketball game. You are certainly reaching that point if Macon County doesn't get not only one but several defensive stops and is able to score fairly quickly to maybe cut this lead back down, especially down into single digits with under a minute to go. Anything can happen. But I would guess here that they've probably got about 51 seconds to get this thing back a little bit closer. Or else Novinger's going to take, you know, a 2-0 lead in this tournament.
It's going to be Novinger's ball. Simpson will inbound it. Gets it to Gunnels. Gunnels to Daniels. Daniels brings it across the timeline, and he's fouled by Atha.
There was that foul to give that I was talking about, I think. No one.
I think that already happened.
Yep, that just didn't get put up yet. 1-1 time.
Yep. Daniels will go to the line. His first shot is up and nothing but net. That basket was too big for him that time. He had all kinds of room to spare.
No doubt about it. Good shooter.
Second shot is good. 57-43, Novinger. Pate brings it across the timeline to Manaman, right side, back out the top of the key. They get it in the lane to Farrington. Farrington guarded by Simpson. He tries to put it up. The shot's no good, but he's going to get to go to the line to shoot a couple.
Justin Simpson pleading his case that the principle of verticality was breached on that play. But
either that or he was saying he was a tree and he couldn't move, one of the two. First shot's no good.
Of course, official Mark Moyer with the final word on the play, and Macon County to the free throw line.
Farrington's second shot is short, but he gets his own rebound, dishes it over to Shoemaker. His shot up off the glass is good.
Whatever happened to screen the shooter? On that play.
Novinger breaks the press, gets it across the timeline back over to Josh Denton. Tries to get it into his brother, and
that might have been an intentional foul, and I think maybe Macon County may have gotten a break on that one.
Yep. Justin Denton to the line.
Got to be a little bit of an actor in this situation, and I don't think that kid would have got an Oscar on the play.
Now he just completely wrapped him up with a bear hug. First shot's good.
Mr. Farrington, one of seven seniors on Macon County's team.
They just had a little more height. They'd be a tough team to contend with because they certainly work it hard.
No doubt.
Macon County brings it the other way. Dribbles in the lane, still looking for the foul.
Too much size.
Too many bodies to get through. Ball goes out of bounds. Macon County is going to retain possession of the ball. They get it over to the left corner, back out to the left wing. Shot is up and a little too strong. Alvinger comes up with it, gets it ahead to Grant Daniels. He gets it over the right-hand side, back out to Daniels.
Good decision that time on Alvinger to bring that ball out and run some clock.
They get it over to the left wing, and they turn it over. Macon County's going to come the other way. Daniels is going to guard it. Wow. Man, that was a left-handed hook that I didn't think there was any way that that would come back, but it did.
Kind of windmilled that in, didn't he?
Kind of reminded me of those old Kareem Abdul-Jabbar sky hooks.
Yeah.
Daniels back over to Denton, and Denton puts it up and off the glass and good. 28 seconds left in the game. Novinger leading this one 61-47. Nice looking little feet dish back out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker's shot for three was good. They get it ahead. Oh, this is going to be a dunk.
Oh, I would call that a dunk, but I do call it 2 points.
Macon County's Shoemaker's shot is blocked, but he's fouled in the process of shooting, so he'll go to the line with 4.2 seconds left in the game. Novinger leading this one 63-50.
I think John Hayes definitely in the barn in this ball game. Novinger is going to improve to 11-6 on the season, while Macon County will fall to 7-12. Free throw up by Shoemaker and in. Number 24 coming into the ball game, Brett Bakke. Brett Bakke, a 5'9" senior. Also coming into the ball game, Camden Levitt, 5'7" sophomore. Missed the foul one, and that's it. 63-51 in favor of Novinger. The Wildcats go 2-0 in tournament play.
And if you joined us late in the first game, Brashear were out on top of Douglas, 85-64. In the girls' game, it was 61-24.
Second game was pretty lopsided. It was like a 40-point ball game. Novinger basically overmatched Macon County in that ball game. And got to take your hats off to Novinger this year. They have really got a nice boys and girls basketball team.
Yep, and tonight's action, clearly the class game of the evening was the last one. It was a good one all the way through. Novinger pulled away a little bit towards the end, but both teams played well and recused themselves well.